This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Okay, number 22, Gordon. That's enough for a double first down.
sit on the carry and picks up a yard and brings up third down and goal.
Oh, those sounds of high school football. For the 21st year, scoresbroadcast.com is online and on the air.
Here is Fort Loramie running it wide to the right. It's Cantwell trying to get the corner turned. He's on the edge of the Spencerville defense. He chugs inside the five, toppled down at the four. He's got the first with a couple yards to spare. Here's Chaffee, play action. Fakes to Osborne. Receiver in the right flat, catches on the run. Well done on the play, but T.J. Roberts hauled it in, dead run. Look at him go. Roberts down the right sideline, made a man miss inside the 15 and scooted down to about the 10.
What an impressive opening drive that was for the Rockets. Now here comes the train.
As a CSX flies through Booster Field, sounds like it's running right down the middle of the gridiron.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's only about maybe 30 yards behind us.
Here's Lachey, three-yard drop, looks down and out, far left corner of the end zone. Good coverage by Northridge. Is the receiver out of the end zone or in? Caught by Lehman, touchdown.
What a catch that was.
Evan O'Leary for Lehman made a spectacular catch, far left corner of the end zone.
ScoresBroadcast.com features the head coaches before the big games.
They can run the ball really good at times. They've got a quarterback that's tall and can throw it. They've got a great slot receiver, number two, that he loves to throw to. Their running backs, I can't stress enough, you know, they're not easy to tackle.
And how about that Trevor Whitney up front?
Oh, my God. He's 75. I think he's the best lineman that we have seen so far. He is fun to watch. 280 pounds, and he's just nasty.
They're good at everything, man. They're good on defense. They're good on offense. Their kicker kicks the ball in the end zone. Their punter punts it a mile.
And he started off with 13 touchdowns and zero interceptions. And really, we haven't thrown. I think he's only thrown 64 passes, something like that. So
that's a TD pass every 3.5 throws.
Right, yeah. So he's made. And then the good part of that, there's probably been six guys that have probably caught a touchdown pass.
Kyle Coleman, first-year head coach at Sydney. What will your club feature?
Good O-line coming back. You know, we feel like we can be pretty good up front. Our message to the team has just been come in and try to get better every single day.
Coming up next on scoresbroadcast.com is your high school football game of the week.
Back to throw, Hart looks middle of the field, open receiver, a quick slant with the 20, 15, breaks the tackle, over, touchdown. Fort Loramie strikes 34 yards out. 6'4", Carter Eilerman sprinting to the end zone. Got beyond the linebackers, snared it on the dead run inside the 20. He was off to the races.
First down!
ScoresBroadcast.com, when you're talking about 2,000 games over the course of 20 years, I mean, what an amazing accomplishment. Something that our region is extremely proud of. It's the best high school sports play-by-play around.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our 2025 football opener here on Scores Broadcast. It's Minster and Fort Loramie, annual battle between the two clubs. A few miles on Route 66 separates Minster and Fort Loramie. It's been a long, healthy rivalry, pretty intense, very competitive. Chuck McBee's alongside. I'm Jack Kramer. We've seen a lot of these Minster-Fort Loramie games, Chuck. Minster's got the big edge in the series, 16-7. Minster won the last two. Prior to that, Fort Loramie had won three in a row. Usually quite a bit of scoring. Offenses run up and down the field.
Yeah, both teams. I mean, every time we do this game, it does seem like it's the winning team gets into the 40s. Tonight's going to be, as you're going to talk about, two really young teams. But one is a young, experienced team, and one is a young, inexperienced team.
Minster 11-3 last year. Fort Loramie 6-6. Minster thumped Fort Loramie in the 2024 opener, 49-21, to go up 16-7 in this head-to-head series that goes all the way back to 2005 when Fort Loramie introduced football. Both Minster and Fort Loramie are Division 7. Minster's won the last couple of meetings, as I mentioned. Fort Loramie three in a row before that. This is our first play-by-play broadcast since the weekend of June 12th and 14th. when we covered Minster Rushi and Minster Newark Catholic in the Division 7 state baseball tourney, which was won by the Wildcats, their fourth state baseball championship. Minster baseball coach Mike Wiss, who has guided his club to those four titles, will be our guest here at halftime. Baseball championships for Minster in 2011, 12, 17, and 2025. And by the way, he took the girls in Division 7 all the way to the state semifinal, Chuck, before losing in that state semi to the eventual champ, Columbus Grove.
Yeah, well, he's a heck of a coach, and he's a heck of a coach in baseball and basketball, and the kids love him, and that's half the battle.
As you've already alluded, Chuck, a couple of young, inexperienced teams go at it here tonight on the gridiron. Minster and Fort Loramie combined to graduate more than 30 football seniors last spring. They must rebuild this season. Minster was a powerhouse a year ago, lost twice to Marion Local, 21-0, 21-7. Was beaten by Coldwater 24-21 as the Wildcats went 11-3. Fort Loramie caught fire, passing the football up and down the field toward the end of the season. Split 12 games right down the middle, and should have beaten Cincinnati College Prep in round two of the playoffs, but a goal line fumble denied the Redskins a game-winning score in the last minute. We were there. Oh, that was heartbreaking for the Redskins.
Oh, it was. I mean, we're sitting there going, here's the win, and you feel so bad for the kid, but, you know, it's just one of those things. But, you know, turnovers happen, and it's just as bad in the first quarter as it is in the fourth quarter, but not as obvious.
A little more coming up in just a few minutes regarding the makeup of these two rosters, Fort Loramie and Minster, and we'll hear from the two head coaches, Seth Whiting, year number 5 at Minster, Spencer Wells, year number 8 at Fort Loramie. When we come back, this is ScoresBroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
And this reminder for you, Osgood Bank, locations now in Rushi, as well as Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, Chickasaw, and Osgood. OsgoodBank.com. Francis Schulze in Rushi offers that winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, two young teams tonight, the key building components are limit the mistakes, make the opposition have to advance the football, the long field for points. Two youthful clubs, a lot of inexperience, got to cut out the errors and play pretty efficient football. The team that does that will come out on top. Key building components of tonight's game, opening the doors to success for these two clubs. And remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Arushi, known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at Lumber Dealers Home Centers and door specialists everywhere. Fort Loramie features a roster of 61, high-level interest right now in the Fort Loramie program, as we will hear from Coach Spencer Wells in a few minutes. 11 seniors, 12 juniors, 17 sophomores, 21 freshmen, one-third of the roster members on this Fort Loramie football club are Frosh, ninth graders. Three seniors start in offense, five on D. But here's the rub. Three freshmen start on the offensive side of the ball, along with three sophomores, and three softs open the game on the first-team defense. It's the youngest team in 8 years of coaching here at Fort Loramie for head man Spencer Wells. Roster numbers are good. Slim, though, on varsity experience. For Minster, somewhat contrasting is the fact that Minster will start seven seniors going both ways. Fort Loramie will have one young man go both ways. Just one. That's unusual for Fort Loramie. And it's Tanner Heckman, who will play quarterback and safety, filling in for an injury. Lucas Brandewee on the defensive side of the ball.
It kind of makes sense, because if you're that young, you want to get as many kids out there on the field as you can. You don't want a bunch of kids standing while somebody's playing both ways. You might as well get out there and see what they can do.
I agree. I like it. Fifth-year head coach Seth Whiting told me earlier this week that Dominic Meyer will be a running back and linebacker. Jace Hemmelgarn is now a tight end, having moved there from fullback. As a result of the injury to Cole Albers, Hemmelgarn will double at linebacker. Andrew Kettner, a wideout and cornerback. Tyler Bergman, a wide receiver and safety. Noah Schwederman, a wide receiver and safety. Carter Corti is an offensive guard and defensive tackle. Albers out with a knee issue. Senior Grady Hine starts on offense as a guard and then fills in for Albers at the defensive end spot. The fullback position vacated by Hemmelgarn now goes to sophomore Aiden Delaney. So St. Minster's roster of 50-plus includes seven seniors who play both ways and eight juniors, 24 softs, 13 freshmen, a mix of all classes for both clubs, yep. Each team extremely young, a lot of good numbers down the line. Moving forward in the years to come for both teams, football in great shape at Fort Loramie and Minster.
I can't imagine that the kids in these two little towns don't chomp at the bit to be able to be out there and be on this football field. So I think they're always going to have good numbers.
Both head coaches say their teams are green, not very mean yet. The two clubs will need varsity reps to gain that mental and physical edge. Starting lineups, head coaches coming up in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at at osgoodbank.com. Guyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Guyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Ligant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Ligant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Minster. Redskins and Wildcats just a few minutes from tangling in this 2025 season opener. Spencer Wells, eighth year Redskins head coach, likes the turnout for varsity football at Fort Loramie, but as we have noted, his team is extremely young and needs varsity playing time to mature and develop on the gridiron.
We're excited. Yeah, we got 61 guys. We got a little over 100, 7 through 12 playing football, which is also the most we've ever had. We got another 90 guys, 3rd through 6th, that are doing flag football. So we got close to 200 boys here in Loramie getting after it and playing some football of some sort this fall. So we're really excited about that. And, you know, great kids, great parents, and we can't wait to get the season kicked off.
Tanner Heckman, quarterback, sophomore.
Yep.
They talk about the skills, characteristics, assets he brings to the offensive unit.
I love Heck. You know, I think he, you know, he is probably, I've coached a lot of great kids, but he ranks right up there with being coachable as any of them. And for being a sophomore who's pretty inexperienced, he's just got a great demeanor about him. He wants to learn. He wants to be great. He puts in the time outside of just what we do together to put himself in position to have success. So I'm excited for him. You know, he's a young buck. He's going to have his growing pains, but he's going to do a whole lot of good things for us as well. So he's a pleasure to coach and definitely one of the leaders of our offense.
Yeah, I hope throughout the season several times I'm saying that was one heck of a play.
Hey, I like it. There you go. You got it.
And two starters total back on offense.
Yep.
A few more on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, so we got two guys, like you said, back, and they're both linemen, Jace and Dylan. They're going to have to really lead us up front. So on offense, we're starting six freshmen and sophomores collectively, so it's a young unit, but it's a lot of speed, it's a lot of athleticism, and, you know, kind of like I said before, we'll have growing pains. I mean, a lot of these guys were just playing junior high football this time a year ago, so it's quite the step up for them, but they're ready for it. We wouldn't put them in there if we didn't think they could do it, and so we're really excited about our potential on offense. Defensively, we got five starters back. We're much older on that side of the ball. We're still starting three sophomores on defense, but we've got a lot more we've got a lot more seniors and juniors to lean on there. And you really look at Ray Hoying. He was our first team all NWC middle linebacker last year, and he's back at that spot. Eli Grudich got honorable mention linebacker in the NWC. So to have both those guys back in the middle of our defense, hopefully is going to bode well for us. Andy Plyman was the other linebacker, so we play a 4-2-5 scheme. And he does a really, really good job right there, kind of being he's got multiple roles. He's a defensive back and a backer. But he got a lot of really good experience last year and brings a lot of physicality to our defense. So it's fun. You know, we don't have a whole lot of two-way guys. I will say that. I think that's an advantage this year. You know, before the injury to Lucas, the only guy that I think was going to start both ways would be like a Ray. I mean, other than that, we really don't have many. So hopefully that bodes well. Early in the year, I think that that's important. As you're building up that football conditioning, it's nice to be able to have some depth.
And what would be your preference percentage of plays rushing versus passing? What would you prefer
yeah.
to have?
Yeah.
And what might it look like early on, though?
You know, it's interesting. The past couple years where we've really thrown it, we've still been close to 50-50.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we want to be able to run the football. I think this year we're going to be more heavy pass. A lot of that depends on how the game's going, and you know that. You know, what are they giving us? What do we see out there as they adjust and we make adjustments? But, you know, if I had to say this year's team, rather than being 50-50, maybe more 60-40 pass to run.
Okay.
But we'll see how that works out.
You'll miss Lucas Brandewey for a while. A place kicker, a staunch player on defense. You'll miss him a few weeks, but you can look forward to having him back, and that'll be a blessing when he does return.
Yeah, Lucas is an outstanding kid, and, you know, not like you said, not just a defensive starter for us, but he's also our kicker. So, you know, that throws a ringer into it. We've got to become more of a two-point team, but we've had to do that at times in the past, and we feel good about our two-point package. You know, the one thing I will say, I think Minster is very, very good on defense, and that area of the field, especially 3 yards and in, it ain't going to be easy, you know. So expect some creativity there, in those situations, and we're excited to see how that goes.
We were talking a few minutes ago. You've got a 60-man roster,
yep,
and I counted about 17 or 18 different last names.
Yeah.
Cousins, brothers, some last names unrelated. It's a play-by-play guy's nightmare. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Spencer Wells, eighth year head coach, Fort Loramie football, and the rivalry with Minster continues. It's a friendly but pretty fierce backyard rivalry. And it's a good week one matchup for both programs.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a really fun week one matchup. And for us, we've lost the last two. So we won three in a row, and then we lost the last two. So we got to get back on track here. And I think week one, you're going to be motivated to play pretty much anybody. But like you said, we travel 5 minutes down the road for this one. So there's something special about playing your neighbor right there. And I'm sure they're going to be well coached and prepared. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful night, and we can't wait to get after it.
Fort Loramie head coach Spencer Wells, who Chuck hopes he is staying on the sideline a lot tonight. Oh, that was one heck of a play in responding to a performance on the field by the QB, Tanner Heckman.
Yeah, well, he needs to have a good game for him, that's for sure.
Coach Whiting of Minster in year number 5. He's got fond memories of the fine athlete who led the Wildcats to success the last several seasons. Over the last 3 years, just under a tick. Just under 10 wins per season by a tick. Almost 10, not quite. But Coach Whiting said that outstanding Brogan Steffi James Niemeyer class had a lot of injuries to overcome along the way.
Yeah, that was a great group of kids, and they had a rough start. Coming in my first season here, we had a lot of injuries from the jump, and we ended up with a lot of freshmen playing, and those guys got beat up. They fought like crazy, but you know, you had 18-year-old young men playing against 14-year-old little kids, 15-year-old little kids. It was a battle for them. Thank God they're as tough as they were. Coming back, it was pretty much a sophomore-led team with them as sophomores, and then, you know, their junior and senior year, they took care of business. And I know if you talk to them, a lot of them will probably say, you know, we had some lofty goals that we didn't attain, but the number of things they did overcoming adversity with some pretty serious injuries and things like that, they kept their team together. Those kids led the younger kids and made sure, you know, no matter what happened, no matter what kid went down, no matter what was going on, those guys fought together and showed up ready to battle. They'll be sorely missed.
The last two or three seasons, I would ask Coach Goodwin over at Marion Local, who, Coach, was the toughest team you played during the football season? And he would look at me like, boy, you're asking a pretty stupid question. The Minster Wildcats. Wow. You gave them all they could handle a few times.
Yeah, they're obviously, you know, Marion Local football is what it is for a reason. Coach does a tremendous job over there. You know, year in and year out, and you know, our kids battled and you know, just came a few plays short. So, those are some great games, and you know, hopefully we continue to have battles with them.
You've got several key seniors coming back, young men with experience from having played the last two seasons. Highlight that core for me, those 12th graders.
All right. I don't know about several. We have 8 in our senior class, and you know, 3 or 4 of them were starters last year. The other guys rotated in a little bit.
Well, several might mean just 4 or 5.
Yeah, the blessing and the curse of having 18 seniors the previous year. But Cole Albers coming back for us is a 3-year starter at tight end, and will start a defensive end for us this year also. Obviously, just imposing size and moves really well, and you know, we expect a great year for him. He's got, you know, the college commitment off of his shoulders, and he can kind of just relax and be a kid. Andrew Kettner is playing receiver for us, kind of guy that rotated in the last year or two, but again was kind of stuck behind a really talented group of senior skill kids, and it was tough to get on the field. But you know, like Cole, we expect a lot out of Andrew. AK, he's 6'2", 6'3", wide receiver and DB that can run and jump, and he'll do a great job for us. I have no doubt about that. Noah Sweeterman's back for us. You know, started as a freshman, sophomore, and then dealt with a lot of injuries last year and wasn't really on the field for us much at all. So he's excited to have some health and be able to contribute and be a part of the team, you know, and fight with his buddies every Friday. You know, other guys in that senior class, Grady Hine has a good bit of experience. He started on the line for us last year a few games, and then he rotated in heavily. So, you know, we expect him to be our voice up front and take care of things for us, and he's done a great job leading that group and doing things the right way. Dom Meyer had a really quiet 500 yards rushing last year. You know, he was a heavy rotation guy in our backfield with him and Connor Schmiesing and Brogan running the ball. So we're, you know, excited to have him back and give us some experience back there. And our other seniors, Jace Hemmelgarn, has battled with a few injuries football season wise, and he's healthy and feeling good and doing a tremendous job for us at outside linebacker and at fullback, and a couple of other seniors that have bided their time and done things the right way and are stepping in now. Carter Cordy on the offensive and defensive line for us, and Matthew Putoff being a great senior leader for us and jumping in and helping out at center, and he does a great job for our guys in practice, and those guys are being great leaders. So I'm pretty happy with the progress from those guys thus far.
Words of Seth Whiting, fifth-year head man here at Minster. Wildcats are taking the field. Redskins just entered Minster Memorial Stadium 30 seconds ago. Fort Loramie parked on the far sideline. Here come the Wildcats to the near side. Beautiful refurbished Minster Memorial Stadium here on the south side. Chuck, love the stands. And we are in a press box, much like a small college.
Oh, this is beautiful. Air conditioning, but we ruined that by everybody opening their windows. But still, yeah, this is beautiful.
We're going to return in just a couple of minutes with starting lineups and the opening kickoff. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Ray Hoying kicking off for Fort Loramie. Minster in the home black, white numbers, orange piping on the shoulder pads down the sides of the pants. Fort Loramie, the road, white shirts, black numerals, black pants, black headgear, a lot of red trim. Hoying strides forward and smacks the kickoff down to the 7-yard line where Minster returns. It's Dominic Meyer plowing up over the 20, 25, belted down at the 27-yard line, and that's where Minster starts first down and 10 yards to go with Carson Kaler at quarterback.
I was going to say that was quite a hit that time by Alex Barhorst on the kickoff.
It sure was. He was charged up for open field tackling in kickoff coverage for the Redskins. Carson Kaler, QB for Minster, 5'10", 165, a sophomore. Dominic Meyer, 5'11", 185, a senior running back. Aiden Delaney, 5'10", 160, a sophomore at fullback. Wideouts are Noah Schwederman, Andrew Kettner, and Tyler Bergman. Along the line of scrimmage, the tackles, Caden Bergman and Jacob Davis. The guards, Graydon Hine and Carter Corti. And Andrew Frimmel at center. Wildcats, long cadence. Here's a shift to the left. Three wide receivers to that side of the field. And it is a run to the left toward the Fort Loramie sideline. It is Tyler Bergman scampering beyond the numbers into the Redskins bench. 12-yard pickup and a late flag flies. A helmet came off. A Redskin player picks it up. That is probably just worthy of a warning, I hope, at this point. Taking a look here at the Fort Loramie defensive starting unit. Tanner Heckman, the QB in offense, is at safety, along with Cole Timmerman. The corner, Zach Dews and Alex Boeke. Linebackers, Ray Hoying, Eli Grudich, Anderson Plyman. Defensive ends, Caleb Bergman, Sebastian Barhorst. Defensive tackles, Liam Kester and Zach Siegel. And Fort Loramie is indeed penalized 15 yards.
Not sure what it was unless he took the helmet off himself without having any contact.
Exactly. That could have been the case. First and 10, Minster. 3 yards on the plus side of the 50. Here is a late handoff. Running play is subdued at the 45 or 46. Tyler Bergman is tripped up. Zone read running play. Fort Loramie defensed it pretty well.
Caleb Bergman, nice play.
As Caleb tackles Tyler, no relation. Minster has it, second down 8 at the Fort Loramie 45. 40 seconds into the game. Minster, it is the quarterback, Carson Kaler. It is Dominic Meyer getting a late handoff from Kaler. Dominic Meyer trudges between left guard and tackle and stays afloat to the 41. He is pulled down right there, 3rd and 4, coming up for Minster.
Boy, Minster's setting up in all kinds of different offensive sets that look like passing sets, but they're running the ball out of it each time.
Now two receivers near side for Kaler. Has a back alongside him. Carson fakes the handoff to Bergman in the offensive backfield. Kaler keeps, he sniped to the ground. Back at the 45 for a 3-yard loss. Ray Hoing, all Northwest Conference performer a year ago for Fort Loramie. Shot through the gap. He nailed Carson Kaler. Good read by Hoing. Great defensive play, forcing a punt from Minster. Dominic Meyer in punt formation at his own 43 for the Wildcats. Nearly 2 minutes gone, opening quarter. Fort Loramie, a lone deep man, back inside the 15 to return the kick. It's a high snap over the head of Dominic Meyer, and Fort Loramie's all over him, back at the 30. 1st and 10 Redskins, who are fired up across the way. Yep, this is one of those things we alluded to in the pregame. The key component sponsored by Francis Schulze, mistakes. Who will make errors? Whose miscues will result in points?
Yeah, that one was, that snap was way high and rolled all the way back to the 31-yard line.
Redskins begin 1st down, 10 yards to go, with Tanner Heckman at quarterback, Christian Maxwell in the offensive backfield. Your wideouts, Tanner Eilerman, Jaden Luthman, Wyatt Holdhouse. Tight end Colton Rose. On the offensive line, your center Dylan Meyer, the guards Alex Massey and Sammy Gubo. The tackles Jace Ruenkamp and Johnston Hollenbacher. Deep drop by Heckman. He throws a post pattern to the end zone on the Redskins' first play, and it's a terrific catch in the end zone. It's caught. Wide receiver Tanner Eilerman, I believe.
Yes.
Tanner Heckman, number 81, Tanner Eilerman.
Touchdown, Fort Loramie. I was indeed correct. Heckman to Eilerman. I tell you what, Chuck, in a scrimmage a week ago, that was a great combo and a long bomb pass play. Heckman to Eilerman, and it seems like we're calling the name Eilerman for Fort Loramie football or basketball
forever.
Every year for the last decade plus.
That was an outstanding play call. Boy, the play action held the linebackers, and Eilerman ran down the middle of the field. There was nobody there.
Now, Fort Loramie, without Lucas Brandewee, who is the place kicker, will go for two, probably through the first half of the season until Brandewee comes back. Wide receivers left and right. Lone setback behind Heckman. Here's a fake on the inside, and it is a delayed handoff in the offensive backfield to the man in motion. He gets it at the 10. It's Christian Maxwell. He's got a seam, and he cracks into the end zone for the 2-point conversion. Slow developing play, but it worked. And that was one of those 2-point plays, I think, Chuck, that Fort Loramie's worked on. It's a 2-point play, and it was executed to perfection. 8-0 Fort Loramie, 9:54 left in the opening quarter. On Scores, broadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857.
County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Oh, Chuck, that's a good situation to be in. Fort Loramie kicks off to start the game, but in 2 minutes, 6 seconds, Redskins are up 8-0.
Yeah, well, the bad snap to set it all up, and a great play-action pass by the Redskins.
Kickoff, Ray Hoying caught by Minster at the 11. Wildcats run it back up between the hash marks, and the return man is gang tackled at the 27 by Fort Loramie. Griffin Mesher in there on the hit for the Redskins. Tyler Bergman is stopped. Just over the 25, Minster starts first down, 10 yards to go. Well, Minster had advanced the ball across the 50 on the Wildcats' first series, thanks in part to a 15-yard penalty on Fort Loramie. But Ray Hoying stuffed the third down play,
yep.
Forced a punt, bad snap on the punt. And Fort Loramie started from the Minster 31, and on the initial play, the Redskins strike for six. Oftentimes, Chuck, head coaches will take advantage of a turnover and go for broke on the first play to catch the defense a little off balance.
Well, they were when you come out there on defense, you know, you're not ready for it. The team just fumbled. There's a fumble.
Uh-oh, Carson Kaler wanted to give it to Dominic Meyer. It's mishandled. It's on the ground, and Fort Loramie's got it at the 22 of Minster. Another big break in this game, and the Redskins have it first and 10. Just outside the 20 of the Wildcats. Simply miscommunication by Minster in the offensive backfield. I think the back who thought he was going to get the ball didn't. And the back who did get the ball, or at least an attempt on the handoff to that back, was one who didn't think it was coming.
Well, they had two backs in the same spot with the quarterback. I think somebody went the wrong direction.
That is surely the way it looked, and Fort Loramie will try to capitalize, take advantage again. It's already 8-0 Redskins. Ball marked for play at the 22. Uh-oh, Tanner Heckman, the quarterback, is bulldogged for a loss of 5 or 6 as he faked the inside handoff, went back to throw. And Minster came strong with a blitz and downed Heckman at the 28. Dominic Meyer flashed through immediately. He's one of 7 seniors on this Minster team going both ways. Great read by Dominic Meyer. Second down and 16 for Fort Loramie from the Minster 28. 9:09 to go first quarter. It's already 8-0 Redskins, who feature 4 receivers, 2 each way. Heckman needs protection. Down and out to the right. Ball caught with a knee on the ground by the receiver at the 21 or 22. Tanner Eilerman snatched it. He was down immediately on his own accord. Was eventually pushed to the turf as Fort Loramie got back about 7 or so on that play. Third down, 9. Redskins, 21 of Minster. No place kicker available for the Redskins. This is 4 down territory. 8:35 to go in the first. 8-0 Fort Loramie. Empty backfield. Heckman hits a receiver angling toward the first down post. It is Eilerman. He catches at the 14, hot foots it to the 11, the 10. He's got the first down. Is it going to be goal to go? Or is the ball marked for play outside the 10? Yes, it is at the 11.5. It is first and 10 for Fort Loramie. Boy, Heckman and Eilerman, Chuck, look like they've been playing together for a couple of seasons.
Yeah, I'll tell you, his timing on that is just perfect.
Fort Loramie in the huddle for a lengthy time. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Dylan Meyer over the ball at center.
They need to hurry.
Play clock winding down. Uh-oh. And Fort Loramie may have gotten a timeout in the nick of time. The Redskins did. 8-0 Fort Loramie, 8:38 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Well, the Redskins coaches averted a 5-yard penalty, alertly getting a timeout. And Fort Loramie has a first and 10 inside the 12 of Minster. Here is a handoff on the play to Ray Hoing. He gets it back at the 17. He puts his head down and digs hard to the 10, lunges forward to maybe the 8, possibly the 7.5. Pick up on the play of at least 4.5 yards. It is second down for the Redskins, who must get inside the 2 for a first down. 8 minutes left, opening quarter, 8-0 Fort Loramie. Redskins send a couple receivers to the left. Heckman at 6'4", really stands out behind the line of scrimmage. And he hands it off. It's a sweep to the left, and Minster says nothing doing. The ball carrier for the Redskins, Christian Maxwell. Christian Maxwell is snowed under by 3 or 4 black shirts. Line of scrimmage just inside the 10. Jacob Davis made the initial hit. It is now third down for the Redskins and closer to 7 yards to go for a first down.
Boy,
again, it is four down territory for sure.
Has to be, but they need to score because when you get a break like this in a rivalry game, you need to put it in the end zone.
I would agree. So right. Receiver far right side of the field, Tanner Eilerman. Here's the QB, Heckman, fakes the handoff behind the line. Short pass, right flat, deflected. Fort Loramie catches, but Minster's all over the receiver, and it's a loss on the play. Tyler Bergman came rumbling through, smacked down the receiver. It was not a trick play, but it was certainly something unusual. It almost backfired. The deflection did wind up in the Fort Loramie receiver's hands, but he was decked. And Fort Loramie needs 10 on this fourth down play. Line of scrimmage, the 13, actually closer to 11 needed for a first down. Close to the 2. 1, 2, 3 receivers left, a slot left. Heckman in the pocket with time. Looks down and out, right corner of the end zone. And the receiver's passing route is hindered by 2 defensive backs. There was no pass interference call. That was a good no call. The Fort Loramie receiver simply ran into a congested end zone with coverage from Minster, and the ball flies incomplete. Minster takes over.
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't mind the call. They had trips left, and they tried to go one-on-one on that side, but Minster had a safety over there, and I don't think that Heckman saw that.
I would agree. I don't believe Fort Loramie was accounting for at least double coverage, maybe 2.5 men were shading Tanner Eilerman in the right corner of the end zone. And nothing doing for Fort Loramie. Minster shuts the Redskins out on this drive after the second big Minster mistake. Wildcats avert a Fort Loramie score. Minster takes over. New line of scrimmage is shy of the 15. It's Bergman right up the middle. He squeezes out a couple. No, it's Dominic Meyer. And his forward progress might have gotten him to about the 18-yard line. So it's second down and 6 to go for a first down for Minster. We played half the first quarter. It's Fort Loramie 8, Minster nothing. Wildcats featuring 7 seniors who are going both ways here tonight. The quarterback is Carson Kaler. It's a battle of 10th graders at the QB position tonight. Heckman and Kaler. Kaler handed the ball off. Not much running room. Fort Loramie slows down the running play. Dominic Meyer stood up at the 19, and he's flattened at the 20. Third down and 3.5, close to 4 to go for a first down for Minster. Left side of the defensive front for Fort Loramie stood tall. Caleb Bergman, defensive end. Eli Grudich, Ray Hoing came up from their linebacking spots to plug up what hole there was. Third and 5, Minster. 5 minutes to go, first quarter, 8-0 Fort Loramie. Two receivers each way. Kaler wants to throw, short drop. He looks downfield. The left-hander can't let go of the football. He decides to run. Scampers. He's close to a first down. I think he's short, Chuck, by a yard.
Yeah, let's see. Not quite a yard. They may go for it.
It is fourth down, a couple feet to go for a first down.
They're going to punt, I guess.
Carson Kaler almost unleashed that football down the far sideline, but he tucked it and scooted ahead and wound up about 2 feet short of the first down. And Dominic Meyer is back in punt formation at the 10. Let's see if Minster tries to draw Fort Loramie offside. No, it's a snap. Dominic Meyer, high kick in the air. It is caught on the play before Loramie at the 41. 3-yard return, but Tanner Heilerman to the 44. And that's where the Redskins start first and 10. 6 yards short of midfield, 4:11 to go in the first quarter. And the Redskins lead it by a count of 8-0. Like to let you know that Frisch's in Sydney never left. It's still there, going strong. Frisch's, Michigan Avenue, just west of I-75, as popular as ever. Enjoy those fabulous Frisch's favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. And don't forget the Frisch's Breakfast Bar, open from 7 to 1 on weekends, 7 to 11 on weekdays. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Still in Sydney and still going strong with the those fabulous Frisch's favorites. Tanner Heckman at quarterback. He's back at the 39. Takes the long snap, rolls left. Minster in hot pursuit, and they wrap up Heckman for a 3-yard loss at the 41. That was phenomenal pursuit on the play of a Colby Niemeyer, 5'9", 160, a sophomore linebacker for the Wildcats.
That play had no chance.
3:48 to go, first quarter, clock ticking, 8-0 Fort Loramie, line of scrimmage, the 42. The line to gain, the 46 of Minster. Partly cloudy skies overhead have become mostly cloudy in the last 5 or 10 minutes. No breeze whatsoever, cool, comfortable night. Temperature, Chuck, what, around 71, 72?
Probably right in that area. Very, very pretty night. Not our normal opening night weather.
No, it seems like we are perspiring bullets on the first game of the season in August. Well, there was a penalty marker against Minster, which encroached. 5-yard penalty, second down 7 for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage is the 47, and whoops, another marker is thrown. And the Redskins will retreat 5. That one's on Fort Loramie.
I thought they were going to get Minster. They are lined up in the neutral zone again.
And the clock has been wound up by the official on the field. We near the 3-minute mark in the first quarter. 8-0 Fort Loramie. Redskins confront a second and 12 from the 42. Heckman takes the snap, looks right, looks left, throws down the middle. It is picked off. Intercepted on the play by Noah Schwederman. Good play by Noah. He read it. Leaped in front of Tanner Eilerman. Schwederman across the 50. He's dumped out of bounds at the 47 of Fort Loramie.
Boy, that was obvious. That was getting ready to be picked off. He had no way he was going to get that pass in there.
Not a chance. Noah Schwederman was playing the free safety role, and he did it extremely well. There was coverage in Eilerman a couple steps beyond Noah. Ball underthrown, and Noah Schwederman snatched it. Away he went. 47-yard line of Fort Loramie. That's where Minster sets up shop. 2:50 left in the opening quarter. We got three receivers stacked on the far side of the field for Minster. Four down linemen for Fort Loramie. Kaler, it is a quarterback designed run. He puts his head down and barrels to the 42 or 43. Again, a late flag picked up by the official, though. And there is no call. Second down and five, Wildcats at the Fort Loramie 42. Clock running, 2:26, 2:25 to go here in the first. 8-zip Redskins. Wildcats, 1, 2, 3 receivers. Again, stacked, flanked 15 yards to the left. Three men covering them for Fort Loramie. Kaler elects to throw back to the right. Wide open receiver. Yes, it's caught at the 36-yard line. Run after catch down to the 34. Fort Loramie makes the tackle out of bounds. Cantwell on the hit of the receiver. That was Kettner who snagged it. First down, Minster, 35 of Fort Loramie. And it's a very similar play, right flat. It goes for 10. Kaler hits his man on the money. And it's another first down, I think, for Minster, very close to it.
With his second catch, back-to-back, 9 yards.
Two catches in a row by the receiver for Minster. I think that was Inskeep who snagged both of them. Here's a running play on second down on a foot. Big push forward by Minster's offensive front to the 21-yard line. First and 10 Wildcats, who are now exercising a big forward thrust up front. Fort Loramie's defensive line being pushed off the ball here. Noah Schwederman flanked to the right for Carson Kaler on first and 10 from the 22. Kaler throwing down and out, right corner of the end zone, out of bounds, too far for Schwederman, who made the catch over his shoulder, but off the field of play. There is a penalty. 1:45 left in the first. 8-0 Fort Loramie, Minster driving. But Chuck, the one thing that the two-point conversion by Fort Loramie does, it probably forces Minster, should the Wildcats score a touchdown, to go for two.
Well, maybe. I mean, as a coach, I don't know the analytics, like, because I see them do things in college and pro games. I think, what are they doing? But they say it's the analytics, so I'm not sure what it is.
Three receivers far left, walk off against Minster, 5 yards. First and 15 for the Cats from the Fort Loramie 26. Kaler is in an empty backfield, takes the snap, wiggles his way to the line of scrimmage. He dances, stays on his feet, tiptoes to the sideline of the 20, stays in bounds, pushed out at the 14. Nice bit of running by Carson Kaler. It was a disciplined jaunt by him. He used a couple blockers well. And from the 14, it's second down and 3 for Minster. 12-yard dash by Kaler. Again, empty backfield. Kaler with plenty of time in the pocket. Has a receiver in the right flat. Does Schwederman keep a foot in at the 10? Yes, he does. He's given the reception. Ball marked for play at the 9.5. Goal to go, Minster. 1:28 left in the first. 8-0 Fort Loramie. Again, the same formation, three stacked receivers, 15 yards left. It's a Kaler run. He makes a man miss at the 10. Great fake by Kaler. He slides to the 5, the goal line. He's got it. Touchdown, Carson Kaler. Some nifty running with a sophomore quarterback for Minster on this offensive possession. It is 8-6 Fort Loramie, 1:22 left in the first, and Minster lines up in an unorthodox formation to attempt to draw Fort Loramie offside, and now a conventional look, and Minster will attempt to kick the extra point. Here is Beckham Steffi to boot it, long count. No fake in order. Low snap. It's on the ground. Kick by Steffi is good. Inside the left upright. 8-7 Fort Loramie over Minsterville 1:22 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Ensuing kickoff by Minster's Beckham Steffi is caught at the 19-yard line. Low line drive kick run to the far side of the field by the Redskins up and over the 30. Tackle made at the 33. That's where Fort Loramie begins. First down, 10 yards to go. And we have got an 8-7 score. You heard me right. 8-7 in favor of Fort Loramie. 76 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Well, by kicking the point, Minster believes it will stop Fort Loramie from making two.
Yep, they think they're going to score again. Absolutely.
Yes, exactly. Yep. Don't chase the points in the first quarter.
Nope, I agree.
First and 10 Redskins, 34 of Fort Loramie. Here's Tanner Heckman, lone back in the offensive backfield in the spread. Took the snap, whipped a quick pass to the 39 to Tanner Eilerman right in front of the Fort Loramie bench. The play garners 5, second down and 5 for Fort Loramie. Heckman stayed in bounds, clock continues to run. 55 seconds left in the first. 8-7 our score. Redskins lead. Each team a touchdown. Fort Loramie will be going for two the first few weeks of the season until Brandewee, the place kicker, gets healthy. Fort Loramie converted two. Here's a fake on the inside handoff to Christian Maxwell. Oh, it's that fire drill screen in the left flat to the receiver at the 35. Well executed. Luthman on the catch, and he spurts all the way up to the 45, the 50. Spilled at the Minster 48-yard line. First down, 10 yards to go for Fort Loramie. Love that play call, Chuck.
Oh, me too. That is a very effective play. Everybody gets upfield, get behind the defense. Great play and a well executed.
The last few seasons, Hart and Carter Eilerman wore that play out.
Yep. Well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Final seconds running down, ending the first quarter with Fort Loramie leading Minster 8-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Minster Memorial Stadium. We start the second quarter. Fort Loramie up by a .87. First down, 10 yards to go. Redskins at the Minster 47-yard line. Like to tell you all about the Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, a new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market, plus Winter's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza. More about Schaefer Market in a moment. Heckman's got one man in the offensive backfield, Ray Hoing. He fakes to him, throws down the middle to Tanner Eilerman. Here comes the double coverage, and the ball is squeezed out of the chest of Eilerman at the 20. He came close to getting his hands around the football, but he's a marked man now, Chuck. Two men on him, 25 yards downfield.
Now, Tyler Bergman did a nice job of knocking that one away. He almost made that catch in double coverage.
Yep, he sure did. Tanner came close. Incompletion, though. Second down and 10 for Fort Loramie at the Minster 47. Hey, don't forget Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Hot daily lunches, the Market Deli Sub Shop. Fresh-to-order subs, salads, wraps, and more. Heckman inside handoff, and the ball carrier is greeted by three black shirts at the 49-yard line. There is no gain on the play. Christian Maxwell stopped cold. Third down and 12. Redskins at the Minster 49. Opening half minute, second quarter. You got Schaefer Market on one end of Fort Loramie on Main Street on the other. The North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly North Loramie drive-thru. Get your grab-and-go options at Schaefer drive-thru. Heckman back to pass, 15 yards behind the line, looks left, now right. He's going to run. He takes this at the line of scrimmage, over it to the 45 of Minster, upended right there. It is going to be fourth down and 7 yards to go. Good open field tackle on the play by Chase Bishop of Minster. Redskins' Ray Hoing will have to kick. Minster sends one man deep. That's Tyler Bergman. He will corral the punt inside the 15. Big 6 foot 4 inch Ray Hoing in punt formation at his own 42. High snap, gets the kick away, end over end. Fair catch, Bergman. He retreats to the 5, lets it sail over his head. Smart play by him. He wasn't going to touch that football. Comes out to the 20 on the touchback. First and 10 for the Wildcats, who trail 8-7. Opening 2 minutes of the second quarter. Hey, don't forget to stop by the Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. See all those new items as well as your old favorite, Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. And Schaefer's got Schaefer RV Storage, also new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer at Holly@SchaeferOil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R. Holly@SchaeferOil.com. Find out more about the Schaefer RV Storage. Carson Kaler, the quarterback for Minster. He does make the handoff. It was somewhat sluggish. Ball carrier took it, stepped across the 20, retreated a half a step, and was dropped. Line of scrimmage, 21 and a half or 22-yard line. Dominic Meyer, minimal gain. Second down, better than 8 to go for Minster. 9:52 left, second quarter, 8-7. Fort Loramie leads the Wildcats. Carson Kaler, last drive, Chuck. He was very good at QB. Second and 8. Kaler at the helm. He's got Bergman alongside. Short drop by Kaler. Looks middle of the field. Dances out of the pocket. Skips to the 25 on the dead run. There he goes. Right on cue. We talked about Carson Kaler getting the job done at quarterback for Minster. He takes the sideline route there for a first down over the 35 to the 36. Fort Loramie is just simply not getting the kind of penetration it needs.
No.
Kalerman with all kinds of time. And then he chooses his running lane, and he's taking good advantage.
Yeah, they've only thrown the ball four times.
9:27 to go here in the second quarter, 8-7 Fort Loramie. Kaler takes the snap at his 31. Quick out, left flat, yes, completion. Andrew Kettner, safe route. Kettner caught it 5 yards downfield. Ran for two or three more. Gain of 8 on the play. Second down, a couple for Minster at the Wildcats 44. That's pass play executed by Minster time and time again here tonight, Chuck. Has simply no risks whatsoever. Here is Kaler keeping. I think that was a designed run. He tucked the football under his left shoulder, and then he burrowed ahead behind Caden Bergman and Grady Hine and Andrew Frimmel. And he wound up getting piled up at the 46 and a half. Enough for a first down. Ball just shy of the 47. After first series jitters, Carson Kaler has engineered Minster's offensive attack extremely well.
Yeah, he's calmed down a little bit. I mean, it was a bad snap that set up the first touchdown. It really wasn't his fault.
Right. 8:35 to go in the second. Kaler gives to Dominic Meyer, breaks the tackle, and lurches from the 48 to the 50. He made 4 out of nothing. Correct that, make it 3. Line of scrimmage, the 50, second down and 7, Minster. 8:18 to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie up a point, 8-7. Minster has not shown Fort Loramie a lot of variety. Wildcats have run maybe 4 or 5 different plays, and that's about it.
Well, that's an absolutely illegal formation. Their line is way too far back.
I would agree. Here's a delayed handoff to Dominic Meyer around left end. Breaks a tackle to 50, and he's tripped up at the 46 of Fort Loramie. Eli Grudich with a nice wrap-up on the play. 3rd and 3. You're right, Chuck. Last play, Minster, I don't think came close to having 7 on the line of scrimmage.
Everybody's behind the center by the helmet. You got to have your helmet inside.
That warranted a flag, but there was none. 7:28 to go in the second. 3rd and 3, Minster. Kaler in the offensive backfield. Delayed handoff, Dominic Meyer. He slowed and pulled down at the 48. He lost 1.5. Good play by Massey of Fort Loramie as he angled through and made the hit. Alex Massey, fine tackle. 5 minutes gone in the second. Is it 4-down territory for Minster or no? 47 of Fort Loramie.
I don't think that Minster at this point is fearing Loramie's offense a lot. So I think they're going to go for it. Well, they got a timeout now. They're going to talk about it.
Yep, conversation upcoming. Timeout Wildcats, 4th and 4, right around the corner. 8-7 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Here comes Minster to the line of scrimmage after the timeout. Fourth and four officially from the Fort Laramie 47. It's Carson Kaler in the offensive backfield. He runs up the middle and then bounces wide at the 45, 43, 40. Inside it, Minster sideline, into the bench, out of bounds. He's got the first down. Excellent read by Carson Kaler. He doesn't look like a sophomore. He's maturing quickly here for Minster.
Yeah, that was a nice play. Laramie should have been able to stop that.
Redskins got some penetration up the middle, but Kaler circled it to the near sideline. 6:45 left in the second. 8-7 in favor of Fort Laramie. First down, Minster at the Redskins 39. Carson Kaler wants to throw. It's a lateral pass in the right flat. Reception made 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage. It's Tyler Bergman, and he is roped to the ground right around the knees. He lost a full yard on the play, and it will be second down and 11 for Minster, 39.5 of Fort Laramie. 8-7, Redskins hang on to that one-point edge.
Well, that was nice open field tackle by Tyler Eilerman that time. Tanner Eilerman, I'm sorry.
Well done to Tanner. It was textbook, a clinic tackle for sure. You're right, Chuck. Here's Carson Kaler, gives it off on the play to Dominic Meyer. He's got an avenue. Oh, the seas open up in the middle. There he goes, zipping through it, 30, 25, 20. He is yanked down from behind at the 21. Well done, offensive front by Minster. Credit to Andrew Frimmel at center. Carter Corti at right guard. Grady Hine at left guard. Exploding was Dominic Meyer. Here is a delayed handoff by Minster in the offensive backfield. Again, it may be one from the 22 to the 21. It was Dominic Meyer again. Up the first down run by Dominic Meyer was executed beautifully along the line of scrimmage. The seas parted. There was a pathway for Dominic Meyer. Huge play in this drive. Carson Kaler has also pulled off a few. Second down, 8 yards to go. Minster, line of scrimmage, the 20 of Fort Laramie. Two receivers to the left. Fake on the inside, handoff to Meyer. Open receiver, middle of the field. Carson Kaler hits his man. 8 yards deep in the end zone. Noah Schwederman has got the six-pointer. Set up beautifully by Carson Kaler and company. And the Wildcats have gone on top 14-8, or I should say 13-8, with the PAT pending. One-on-one coverage. I think Minster completely fooled Fort Laramie there. And here come the Wildcats to the line of scrimmage. Unconventional formation. They spread everybody out and run it up the middle for two, and they get it. Well done by Minster. Don't know what the term is, Chuck, for that unorthodox look trying to create the offside. You oftentimes see it, people spread across the field. Doesn't look like you're going to kick the PAT.
Right.
You're trying to screw up the defense. Very rarely do you go ahead and snap it. That time Minster did and got the two-point conversion to go on top of 7. 15-8, 5:09 left in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Back comes Steffi, kicks it off for Minster, which is on top 15-8, a 7 and an 8-pointer for Minster. Fort Loramie scoring first with 8 points to begin the scoring on the night. Here is a kickoff return by Fort Loramie. One missed tackle, another at the 30, and the Fort Loramie return man is on the loose up the far side, 40, 45, 48-yard line.
Zach Dews, heck of a return.
Zach Dews, good all-around athlete, scooped up that short kickoff. Faked out a man, made one more miss, and away he went. Ball marked for play at the 49. Short field for Fort Loramie, which is down 15-8. 5 minutes left here in the first half. Yep, let's see if the Redskins can establish some kind of a ground attack here, Chuck.
Yep, that's been a struggle.
Yep, minimal yards gained by Fort Loramie running it. Heckman's got a back behind him. An up back staggered behind the center and guard. Short advance on the ground to the Minster 48. Tristan Maxwell pounded for three. Line of scrimmage, the 48 of Minster, second down and seven. 4:42 to go, second quarter, 15-8 Minster.
Well, that's eight rushes for Fort Loramie for 3 yards now.
Yep, I knew it was insignificant. And, boy, that's simply not enough to win a football game. Fort Loramie's got to assert itself on the ground. Empty backfield here. Heckman's going to run the ball himself. Outside right tackle. He twists and turns and stretches his body across the 45 to the Minster 44. Third down and three. 4 minutes left, second quarter. Good run there by Heckman, who's 6'4" tall. You hit him and tackle him, and with a good surge, he's going to pick up one or two with that length. Play clock down to 15-14. Fort Loramie still in the huddle. Here come the Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Must reach the 41 for a first down. Ball marked for play at the 44. Heckman, play action. Middle of the field, throws into traffic. A late delivery. Batted free at the 20-yard line. Ball intended downfield for Wyatt Holdhouse. He was in the seam for an instant, Chuck. Ball got there a bit late.
Yeah, well, he's a sophomore playing his first varsity football game. His decisions right now, he locks in. If he is supposed to throw down the middle, that's where he throws it. He is not looking anyplace else, but that'll come with time.
Well, it's fourth and four for Fort Loramie. Fourth and three, actually, from the Minster 44-yard line with 3:31 left to go in the first half. And Ray Hoying is back at his 40 to kick for Fort Loramie. It's a low boot. He wants to get that forward roll, but it's well done. Neatly executed by Hoying. The ball lights on the ground at the 21. Hop, skip, and a jump down to about the 5 where the Redskins touch it down. Minster's backed up. 3:20 left in the first half. 15-8 Wildcats on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Osgood in Rushi, Fort Loramie, Chickasaw, Osgood, and Indian Lake. OsgoodBank.com. Fine sponsor here on Scores Broadcast. Carson Kaler will take the snap at his goal line. Gives it to Dominic Meyer, outside right tackle. And a pile driving effort by the offensive line of Minster. It is Dominic Meyer plowing to the 12. Second down and 4 Wildcats. 3 minutes left, second quarter. 15-8 Minster. That punt by Ray Hoying was a thing of beauty. Kind of a semi-rugby kick. He knew how to turn that ball over long-wise. to get that forward roll like the football was round.
Well, it was a very poor spot because it's not where Lormy fell on it. It's the first person that touches it, and that was on the 3, not the 6.
I would agree with you. That was a bad spot. Carson Kaler scrambling inside his 5, throws it near sideline, and coming back toward the line of scrimmage is the receiver, and that is beautifully done by Bergman of Minster, who catches at the 23. Tyler Bergman, a splendid game. The 5'9", 165-pound junior has been superb, but the whole play is wiped out. Offensive holding, Minster. Well, we've seen some kinks in the performances by the two teams here tonight. The officiating, not as smooth as it should be. We've seen a couple of glitches by the men in stripes.
It's early.
Clock running, 2:26 left here in the second quarter. Line of scrimmage, the 7 for Minster. Second down and 9. Now, Fort Loramie kicked off to start the game, and Minster promptly turned it over. So Minster will kick to Fort Loramie to start the second half. Here's Kaler at the goal line. Now he's a yard deep in the end zone. He runs out of the pocket. He's got room up the right sideline. Look at him go. Blitzing his way to the 10, 15, tripped up. He's got the first down. And he stopped the clock by going into the boundary. Actually, he missed the first down stake by a foot. Nope, he got the first down. Chains are advanced forward. First and 10, Minster, line of scrimmage. Wildcats 16. And Minster will take a timeout. Late second quarter action, 15-8 Minster over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bakken's. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Well, let's see what is up the sleeve of Mr. Head Coach Seth Whiting. Wildcats have a first and 10 at their own 17. Kaler faked the handoff, kept it, rolled left. Oh, what a beautiful throw near sideline. Reception made at the 42 by Noah Schwederman. Boy, these outside skill players, the wide receivers for Minster, are having very good opening games, Chuck.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was a good throw, but what a route by Schwederman.
All the way up to the 42-yard line. First and 10, Minster. Three receivers far right. I guess Minster had 7 on the line of scrimmage. Here's a little look-in pass over the middle. Caught. 10-yard pickup again. Easy does it. Andrew Kettner on the catch. Right in front of Cole Timmerman of Fort Loramie, which is playing a bit soft. 95 seconds to go in the second. Play did not get a first down. It's second down, a foot or two to go for the first. Kaler in the pocket. The sidearm lefty whistles one near sideline. Kettner once more out of bounds at the 43. Boy, this two-minute drill being worked down the field by Minster is looking really good, Chuck. You can bet the Wildcats have worked on this in the month of August, but it's being executed to perfection.
Well, they started on their own 6.
New line of scrimmage now, the 43 of Fort Loramie, first and 10. Kaler with trouble in the offensive backfield. He's being pursued, nearly sacked. Late throw near sideline, almost caught by Kettner. Boy, if he reels that in at the 15, it's a touchdown.
Oh, he's gone.
He's gone for good.
Griffin Mesher had good pressure on him that time, and he made him throw it a little quicker than he wanted to.
And that was about maybe the second time Kaler was under some heat in the offensive backfield for Minster.
And still stepped away and almost threw the touchdown pass.
Yeah, Fort Loramie not putting enough duress on the Minster quarterback. Second and 10, a minute 17 to go, second quarter. 15-8 Minster. Line of scrimmage, Fort Loramie 48. Carson Kaler is going to take off and sprint. Far sideline, 40, 35. Nailed down around the ankles at the 34. He did get out of bounds. Andrew Plyman chucked him into the Fort Loramie bench. New line of scrimmage, the 34. It is going to be second down, a couple for Minster, just shy of the first down. .108 to go here in the first half. My miscue, not second down. Third down for the Wildcats. A yard to go for the first down. Two receivers to the left. Carson Kaler gives to Dominic Meyer, outside right tackle. He's wrapped up, manages to inch away, and lowers the shoulder to about the 33. He got the first down with a yard to spare. First and 10 Minster, 101 to go in the first half. This has been one heck of a drive by the Wildcats, who, as you say, Chuck, began way back on the 6. Three receivers wide left, two to the right, empty backfield. Here's a pass to a receiver angling over the middle. High and hot, whipped in there by Kaler, no good at the 18-yard line. Double coverage by Fort Loramie. Kaler threw it where nobody could pick that ball off.
But it behooves Loramie to stop this drive. They don't need to give up any points here.
Because you get the sense that points for Fort Loramie's offense tonight may be a little challenging to come by.
Yeah, they haven't looked real good offensively except for that first play of the game.
Three receivers far left for Minster. 45 seconds to go, first half. Second down and 10. Kaler with a rollout to the left. Goes to the wide side of the field. Oh, he's got a receiver at the 17. The Redskins went for the deflection and missed it. And Tyler Bergman hauled it in. He wasn't bothered by the Redskin cornerback dashing in front of him. He tucked that ball to his chest. Good catch at the 17, out of bounds at the 15. First and 10 Minster, 33 seconds to go here in the second quarter. This looks like a fourth or fifth week of the year two-minute drive.
13 first downs for the Wildcats, 2 for Fort Loramie.
Minster's offense since that first series has been outstanding. Fort Loramie takes a timeout. Half minute to go, first half, 15-8 Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
It is first and 10 for Minster. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 15, and it's an out route on the first play back from the timeout. Kettner with a nifty catch at the 6. Kaler's throwing spot on, Chuck. He has been extremely accurate.
That was impressive.
9-yard pickup. Ball marked for play. 6-yard line of Fort Loramie. Scoreboard reads 1st and 10. That's incorrect. It is 2nd and 1. Half minute to go here in the first half of this game. I misread the scoreboard. It's 39 seconds. Those 9 seconds could be key. Here's Kaler back at the 17. A near tackle. He throws it away. Wow, was that a clever maneuver by Kaler. He was on the near sideline, was about ready to suffer a 5 or 6 yard pass, and he shuffled the ball forward out of bounds, out of the pocket, got it back to the line of scrimmage, yep. And he lives for another play.
Not bad for a first-time starter, is it?
32 seconds left here in the first half. That was a 2nd and 1 play after the 9-yard pass on first down. So it's an incompletion, leaving Minster a 3rd and 1 line of scrimmage. It's inside the 6 of Fort Loramie. Kaler takes the snap. He keeps it. He eludes a tackle at the 9, and Kaler somehow worms his way down to about the 2 or 3. That's where the small size of Carson Kaler really paid off. Another timeout for Fort Loramie. Goal to go at the 2 for Minster. What a drive engineered here by Carson Kaler. 15-8 in favor of Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
And as we return to action, it looks like it might be Dominic Meyer in the Wildcat on goal to go from the 2. He takes the snap, and he barrels around left end, untouched. Touchdown, Minster. Man, oh, man, a 94-yard drive beautifully done by the Wildcats, who get on the board again to make it 21-8. 16 seconds still remain, late second quarter. And now Steffi will kick the point for Minster. Boy, a number of stellar plays on that long march by Minster, which held onto the football, Chuck, for what, 16, 17 plays?
Yeah, I could count them up. It's got to be close to that.
An amazing streak of consistent offense produced by Minster. Steffi adds the extra point, and the score now reads Minster 23 and Fort Loramie 8. I'm mistaken. I'm reading the scoreboard wrong. 22-8. That was the kicked extra point by Steffi. It was 15-8.
Yeah, so it should be 20. There you go.
There we go.
You were right. Scoreboard was wrong.
Yep, scoreboard said 23. Threw me a curve. 22-8 Minster, which has scored the last 3 times the Wildcats have had the ball. 16 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. I know my eyes aren't that great, Chuck, but it did say 23 by error, 22 for Minster, 2 sevens and an 8. Fort Loramie got on the board in the first minute of the game after a Minster turnover. A strike down the middle of the field from Heckman to Tanner Eilerman. 2-point conversion was good. It has been all Minster ever since. And Fort Loramie simply has not run the ball worth a darn. Here is the kickoff by Steffi from the Minster 40. Well, Carson Kaler was a magician in that drive by Minster. I will say, though, he had plenty of time. He wasn't pushed. No panic, as Fort Loramie could not put him under duress. And Carson Kaler was pretty comfortable in that drive as he has been most of the half. Return by Fort Loramie in the kickoff from the 24 back out to the 30-yard line. Let's see where it is officially marked for play. Redskin return man actually touched the sideline before reaching the 30. It's at the 29, 12 ticks on the clock. Fort Loramie will get the ball to start the third quarter. I don't expect to see anything fancy here.
I would hope not.
Down to a knee goes Tanner Heckman, and that concludes the first half. Minster in the lead, 22-8 over Fort Loramie after two quarters of play. Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. These services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry, just to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services is here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans, plural, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. And don't forget these upcoming events sponsored by the Shelby County Veterans Services Office, located in Sydney. You can attend the Silent Watch in downtown Sydney on the square on Friday, September 19th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. During Silent Watch, interested people can attend and stand watch for the purpose of promoting suicide awareness. And then, of course, the annual Shelby County Veterans Day program, sponsored by Shelby County Veterans Services in downtown Sydney, November 11th at 11 a.m. Mike Wiss, head baseball coach and head girls basketball coach at Minster, is our halftime guest coming up in just a few minutes. Halftime score 22-8. Minster leads Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son Dave some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in
Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Rotterman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, stands for Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are the radio on your phone for high school sports. ScoresBroadcast.com. So many thanks to a fine sponsor, A&M Pallet in Rushi, as we tell you that Minster leads Fort Loramie by a score of 22-8 here at halftime. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, began to establish its great brand way back in 1986. Four decades later, A&M serves 200 additional businesses across Ohio. These regional customers and their employees benefit from A&M and its support of our local schools. A&M Pallet, pleased to promote pride in communities which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. That's A&M Pallet, 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet. A&M stands for Affordably Manufactured in Rushi. Thanks to Mike Wiss, who is with us here in the beautiful new press box at Minster. Love the refurbished south side of the facility. Press box is like a college press box. Minster leads Fort Loramie by a score of 22-8 here at halftime. We are air-conditioned. Mike really didn't need it. The weather changed, turned out beautiful. Temperature, what, 71, 72 at kickoff time. Mike, what a splendid year for Minster High School athletics. Girls basketball coached by you, baseball coached by you in particular. State semifinals in girls hoops. That team overachieved. It was really talented, played together as a team, used so many players. It was not a star-studded cast, but everybody played a role and contributed. You didn't know who was going to score next. Everybody could play good D. That's what I noticed. And then in baseball, man alive, what a run. You win the state title. Fourth time, four state championships in baseball for Minster. 11, 12, 17, and 25. I know you knew you had a chance in baseball. You never dreamed you'd get to the state semis in girls' hoops.
Yeah. Speaking of the girls, I would say this was
That was my eighth year last year since I moved up to the varsity, and that might have been the year that we played the best together without a star.
Wow.
You know, it speaks to the girls, how well they played together, to our coaching staff for help. Nan and Shelley do an outstanding job. Just a really good bunch of girls that got along well, and you could see the gel on the floor. And making it to the state semis wasn't really something that anybody thought that that group was going to do.
Nope.
Previous years, we won the state championship in 11 and 12, and Ivy Wolf and Janae Hoing were out there with their supporting cast, and we knew that we had a shot. This past year was really enjoyable because of how well that group gelled and came together.
Four seniors on that girls' basketball team last spring, and I'm trying to recall them from memory. You probably got it right at the top of your head.
Addie Inskeep, Ava Stammen, Sadie Niemeyer, and Aubriana Webker.
And you'll have seven juniors back from that team last spring who will make up your senior roster this year.
Seniors for this year, baseball speaking. Yeah, there's Reese Baer, Noah Schwederman, Andrew Kettner, Andrew Wiss, Jace Hemmelgarn, Chase Dirksen. We'll have a nice little group. And, you know, there's some sophomores. You're seeing two of them out here routinely, and Carson Kaler and Ty Hine on the football field tonight. We're going to replace some really good players from last year in baseball, don't get me wrong, but I like who we are. I like the experiences that they gained last spring.
Mike Wiss, head baseball coach at Minster, girls basketball coach at Minster, 22 years assisting in hoops at Minster before becoming the girls basketball coach, 31 years total through this last spring, engineering baseball at Minster. It was amazing how well your team performed under such pressure at Canal Park in that state Final Four this past June. You played so cleanly, no errors, four walks in two games, bottom of the order hit. You allowed only 11 hits total. Yeah. Your pitching was remarkable. You won 8-0. I think your first state championship in 11 was 8-0 over New Middletown Springfield.
Yeah.
In fact, your win in the state final over Newark Catholic 8-0 was about the only blowout at Canal Park in the entire state tournament.
I agree. You know, that the state semifinal game was the first game of the tournament run that we flipped Lewis Magoteau and Caleb Kaus.
Okay.
Caleb Kaus pitched the semis, and Lewis was saved to the final game. Well, in the regional finals against Montpelier, Lewis threw a one-hit shutout and had 13 strikeouts, and we knew going in, getting us to the state tournament, we knew that playing Rushi in the state semi, facing Braylon Cardonier, we knew we had to flip Lewis.
Sure.
And yep, that was a no-brainer by everybody in our dugout.
Yep.
We flipped it. We got a couple early runs, and then as that game materialized, it's a good thing we got a couple extra insurance runs, because when Braylon came up in his fourth at-bat, he deposited one pretty darn far out there. Then the final game came, and we told Caleb Kaus, based on how the regionals went, we told him that shorten your what you're doing out there. You don't have to throw a complete game. We're going to shorten it mentally for five innings, because after five innings, we're going to have the lead, and we're going to turn it over to James Niemeyer. And that's what happened in the regionals, and this is the first time in the multiple times that we've been to the state tournament. That one played out pretty much like we had thought or planned that it might. Caleb threw a really nice five innings. He was at about 80 pitches. We were up 5-6-0. We turned it over to James, got a couple extra insurance runs, and came home with an 8-0 victory.
I've got the scorebooks here from 2011, the state tournament, 2012, the state tournament, the 17 state tournament.
in which you beat Rushi 2-1 on a seventh-inning walk-off.
Yep.
And then, of course, this past June, it's amazing to me how well the game of high school baseball at the small school level is played here in West Central Ohio. In fact, I think going back to 17, I think in the small school division, Rushi, Fort Loramie, or Minster has represented this part of the state every year in the state Final Four. Yeah. That's 8 or 9 straight seasons.
Yeah.
That speaks volumes.
We're all inside of 13 minutes apart. You know, it's a...
Of course, Rushi had the run.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. You know, they're very... Between Kevin at Rushi and Jeff at Fort Loramie, myself, you know, we're blessed to be where we are.
Yep.
We have good kids. We have good community support. You know, and honest to goodness, you go out and play, and you let the... This has kind of been my motto. If you're a sophomore, I coach the hell out of you. If you're a junior... I coach you, but you better start to figure it out. And when you're a senior, guys, you know it all. Go play. Go enjoy the game that you have learned to love since you were a little kid. And this group of 8 seniors this last year were very successful when they were young. Caleb Kaus, Rylan Edwards, Dylan Heitkamp, Ian Homan, Louis Magato, who right now is in day 51 at West Point. His parents just went to visit him this last weekend.
Neat.
Logan Murphy, James Niemeyer, Connor Schmiesing. Just a quality bunch of guys. And I'm going to tell you, when you get a state championship and I get to put the gold medal around those guys' necks, those are hugs you'll never forget.
Exactly.
It's pretty cool.
Wow. I love, too, the way you played small ball when you needed to do it. The bunt by your son up the third baseline at the state tournament. I don't think Newark Catholic was looking for it. The third baseman wasn't up. And by the time he decided to come up, he had no chance. But the bunt by Andrew was down the third baseline, and it stayed a foot fair for about 60 feet.
It did. It never deviated. It was a really good bunt, you know. And we've talked with all of our kids all year. You know, in order to bunt, you got to get the bat in front of your nose. You got to be able to see it off the bat, and he did a super job right there. Really happy with him. He ended up with 3 hits in the game.
Yes.
Reese Bear ended up with 3 hits in the game.
Yep.
And honestly, I know we stubbed our toe a little bit in the regional semi against against New Regal, but we played 3.5 weeks of pretty darn good baseball.
Yeah.
And I was really happy. I couldn't be prouder of those kids.
That bunt by Andrew was on a string.
Yep.
Woo. That was so much fun talking with you here at the half, and really enjoyed watching your girls' basketball team and your baseball team perform in the 2024-25 school year. And, gee, how much longer will you continue to do this?
I don't know. I don't know that answer.
Mike Wiss, our guest, closing minutes, first half here at Minster. We're in halftime, 22-8, Minster in the lead. Second half upcoming just around the corner. Update on the family, Mike.
Madison has graduated from BG. She works at Solana Insurance. Megan is a senior in pre-med at Bowling Green. Andrew's a senior here at Minster, and he's actually looking to play some college baseball.
Love it.
Allie is our youngest, and she's 10 years old and a fifth grader, and she loves all sports. So that's what keeps me young, having a 10-year-old in fifth grade. I don't know how long I'll continue to coach, but right now this is year 32 as a teacher, and year 32 of coaching 2 sports. I coach football for another 24. So, you know, I love my wife. She's given me the opportunity to do what I do. And honestly, right now, she does it with me. You know, so.
There you go.
It's a pretty cool thing. I've been blessed.
Mike Wiss, thank you very much. Mike Wiss, our halftime guest here at Minster. Mike, the 31-year baseball coach at Minster, has coached girls basketball for 8. Prior to that, 22 years assisting. Also coached football on the sideline for 24 years coaching football. Well, if you could invent another sport of some kind, Mike would probably coach that too. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Yep, you're so welcome. 22-8 is our halftime score. Minster is in the lead over Fort Loramie. Chuck McBee returns here in the press box. At first half, all Minster. Fort Loramie had something to rejoice early on, got a turnover, a quick touchdown strike from the quarterback Heckman to Tanner Eilerman. But from then on, the other 22 minutes of that first half, it was Minster's show, that's for sure, led by Carson Kaler, who has shown me, Chuck, he can run it and pass it both pretty well.
Yeah, he's been impressive for a first game. Loramie, they got a lot of work to do, obviously, on both sides of the ball. But
yep.
I've been impressed. Yeah, I've been impressed with him. He's done a nice job. He's thrown these 11 of 15 for 117 yards.
Woo.
And he's thrown a touchdown pass. And he's having a terrific first half. And they held Loramie to 78 total yards.
Wow.
Woo. 10 rushes for 3 yards for the Redskins in the first half.
Our halftime being brought to you by Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie and by Schniffel Construction in Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schniffel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schniffel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schniffel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schniffel, the president of Schniffel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schniffel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schniffel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schniffel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schniffel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are the radio on your phone for high school sports. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We start the third quarter here at Minster Memorial Stadium. 22-8, Minster in the lead over Fort Loramie. Wildcats are kicking off from the west to the east. Redskins return the short boot from the 22. The return man reverses his field. Coming this way now, 30, 35. Heads back to the 33, retreats to the 30. Gets a block, still running. It's Christian Maxwell. There's one flag, another flag. 43-yard line. That's the longest kickoff return I've ever seen, Chuck, go only 20 yards.
Yeah, there had to be a penalty on that.
I just saw a note from Denny Monin and Rushi, who said a good interview with Minster coach Mike Wiss. Thanks, Denny, so much. Hope everybody enjoyed it. I would like to note that essentially, Chuck, that Minster Columbus Grove state semifinal girls basketball game was the championship game.
Oh, absolutely.
And then the Rushi Minster state semifinal in baseball was also the championship game.
Yep, and that's how it unfortunately works sometimes.
Yep, yep. If you could reseed, redraw at the state tournament, you would have done it differently. Here is Heckman after the penalty, starting from the 29, and he throws the ball on the left flat at the feet of Tanner Heckman, or I should say at the feet of Tanner Eilerman. It is no good, incomplete. Second down and 10 for Fort Loramie. 30-yard line in the Redskins end of the field. And Fort Loramie with less than 10 yards rushing in that first half. Something needs to be done about that for sure. But now down two scores, Fort Loramie is in a passing mode, empty backfield. Here's a slant over the middle. Receiver catches at the 33. He's bear hugged and cannot hang on. Ball intended for Luthman. He couldn't tuck it away in time. Didn't survive the contact. So it is third down, 10 yards to go for Fort Loramie. Redskins on the verge of giving the ball up right away to start the second half. We played 30 seconds. Fort Loramie hasn't moved it. Third and 10, shy of the 30. Two receivers near side. Heckman fakes right, now looks back to the left. Throws a bomb into double coverage. Minster's all over it and breaks it up at the 38-yard line. Intended on the play for Eilerman. The Redskins continue to go to the well, and Minster's got it figured out.
Again, he threw the ball into double coverage. Sweeterman came within an inch of it. It was not going to be caught unless Sweeterman caught it.
Exactly. Well, it is Hoying in punt formation inside the 15 for the Redskins. Minster promises to get pretty good field position. Tyler Bergman back at the 30. Low snap, kick is low, hits just across the 50, sideways bounce inside the 45. Minster starts from its 42. 11:18 left to go here in the third quarter, 22-8 in favor of Minster. Hey, we currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year and maintain strict quality and accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. customized kitting and poly packaging of your products, offering assembly and warehousing too. Production support, always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check the website productionsupportinc.com. That's productionsupportinc.com. We promote Scores broadcast to the many schools and athletic programs in the region. It follows with online coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service. At Production Support, your job is in the bag. And Minster has just suffered a 17 or 18 yard loss on a bad snap from center in the spread. Shotgun offense. Quarterback Carson Kaler couldn't haul in that snap. It was off target. That's the second bad one for Minster in this game.
That's 43 lost yards on bad snaps for Minster in two plays.
Yep, the Wildcats will try to make up for it here now with a second down and about 25 to go for a first down. 23-yard line of Minster. Kaler wants to throw, middle pocket, can't, sprints out of pocket, and heaves a bomb on the dead run. The receiver has it momentarily, and it's popped out.
He dropped it. What a throw that was.
Reception almost made, well downfield by 21. I think that was Beckham Steffi.
Steffi, yep. Yeah, he had it. It just went through his hands.
A couple of Fort Loramie defenders put the squeeze on him. And the ball slipped through the arms of Steffi. Third down.
15-yard penalty, roughing the passer.
Uh-oh, roughing the passer on Fort Loramie. And head coach Spencer Wells across the way is fit to be tied, not with the officials, I'm sure with his team.
I have to admit, my eyes shifted to the pass. I didn't see him get hit.
Automatic first down comes with the infraction. Oh, that's a big blow. Fort Loramie was on the verge of getting Minster stopped. First and 10, Minster short of the 40. Inside handoff on the play to Dominic Meyer. Meyer cracks over a right tackle for three to the 42-yard line. Liam Kester in there on the stop for Fort Loramie. We played 2 minutes here in the third. 22-8 Minster. Last we heard, Anna led Spencerville 21-0. Lehman in the lead over Delta St. John's 14-7.
I think 28-14 was the last score I heard on Lehman.
Okay, that's an update. Thank you very much, Chuck. Carson Kaler quarterbacking. He does fake the inside handoff and then throws a pass over the middle of the field. Nobody's home, incomplete.
Yeah, that went right through Bergman's hands.
Bergman had a shot at it, couldn't reel it in. Third down, Minster, line of scrimmage, the Wildcats, 43. Clock halted on the incompletion. 9:40 to go, third period. 22-8, Minster. Line to gain is the 49.5. Two receivers far left. Kaler with protection in front. It is a pattern down the middle. It's a post. Ooh, it's incomplete at the 40. Tanner Eilerman with a bat away at the last second. Or that is 6 points to Schwederman.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you what a great defensive play that was, because you're right. That gets by him. There's nobody back there.
Dominic Meyer will punt for Minster. He is back at the 30. Redskins will return from the 25. 9:30 left to go, third quarter. 22-8 Minster, low snap. Dominic Meyer shanks it. It's a bad one, like a poor 9-iron or wedge shot out of bounds across midfield. Let's see where the official marks it for play. And he's lining it up.
Why is he lining it up? He should have seen right where it went out of bounds.
45-yard line is where Fort Loramie starts in the Redskins' end of the field. Redskins get a break there. Dominic Meyer miss-hit that one for sure.
He looked like he was trying to directional kick to that side, but boy, you're right. He just kicked it off the side of his foot.
It was right into the Minster bench. Redskins say thank you very much. Now Fort Loramie got to capitalize. It's a short field, 5 yards shy of the 50. Short drop by Heckman. It is a wide screen, right flat. Ball caught, line of scrimmage. 2 yard advance after catch. Ball ripped away, fumbled, and Fort Loramie gets to it at the 42. Oh, boy, that would have been a very tough turnover to overcome. Minster would have gotten the ball around the 40-yard line of Fort Loramie. Redskins, after the completion and the fumble, do recover. Loss of 3, second down and 13 for the Redskins from their own 42. 3 minutes played, third quarter. Fort Loramie's gone empty on most offensive snaps here. There is a back behind Heckman. It's Maxwell. Whistle blows. Let's see. Timeout called.
Well, either that or it's delay of game.
I was not watching the play clock, Chuck. Too much time, Fort Loramie. The Redskins going in reverse. 37-yard line. Line to gain the 45 of Minster. Second down, close to 19 to go for a first down for Fort Loramie. Up the Wildcats of Minster botched their first offensive play of this game, but have dominated since. Heckman play action, bubble screen, left flat, in the hands of the receiver, dropped.
Yeah, they're starting to lose focus now.
Third down and a bunch for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the Redskins 37. Beautiful opening night for high school football. There is a thin layer of clouds overhead, no chance of rain. Wind is insignificant.
Yeah, we're going to
say temperature down in the 60s now, upper 60s or so. Seems like mid-September. There's a short drop by Heckman. They try the bubble screen to the right. It is caught, an immediate tackle. No gain on the play. It's going to be fourth down for Fort Loramie. Luthman hauled it in for the Redskins, but he was upset right now. It was Ty Hine who knocked him down, and Fort Loramie's got a punt. Ray Hoing has been called to complete that duty numerous times in this game. Going back at his 21. Here's the kick by Ray. Middle of the field, line drive. Hits over at the 34. Minster can't come up and scoop it. Ball rolled one bounce. 33-yard line. Minster starts first and 10, leading 22-8. 7:50 left to go here in the third quarter of this game. Opportunity to let you know all about Osgood Bank, located in Rushi, as well as Fort Loramie, Chickasaw, Osgood, and Indian Lake. If you're looking to make an impact in both your job and your community, consider a career with a growing community. Osgood Bank. We are a locally owned bank, reminding you to do well, be good. Member FDIC, Osgood Bank. We are committed to providing the people and businesses in West Central Ohio with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank, a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Here is Kaler on first and 10, all kinds of time, throws it near sideline, out of bounds, just a mite too far for the Minster intended receiver, Tyler Bergman. So many thanks to Osgood Bank, longtime sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Osgood's got a neat program. It's called the Learn Well program. It helps children learn and practice solid financial habits. Using an Osgood Bank Youth Savings account, open a youth savings program for the child in your life at Osgood. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Again, that's osgoodbank.com. Second and 10, Minster runs it. Dominic Meyer, minimal gain, picked up two or three. Ray Hoing chested him to the turf at the 36. Close to 5 minutes gone here in the third quarter, 22-8. Minster over Fort Loramie. Redskins not out of this by any stretch, Chuck, but Fort Loramie has got to prove it can stop Minster and take the ball the other way and get six.
Well, that's the problem. Their offense needs to do something because it is not.
Nearly an offside. Carson Kaler way back behind the line, being pursued. Fumble. He fumbled the football. Fort Loramie picked it up at the 22. Touchdown. Run in by the Redskins. Just as we were saying, Fort Loramie needed to do something to get back into this game. They caused the fumble and run it in for six.
That was Hoing, heck of a play.
Ray Hoing scooped it up, bolted to the end zone, went about 20 yards right on the button, right, Chuck?
Oh, yeah.
Shaking 20, up.
Yeah, 22 yards exactly.
Shaking up player down inside the 5 yard line as Carson Kaler was running backwards 10, 15 yards or more behind the line of scrimmage. He was gang tackled, ball was ripped away. Ray Hoing, Johnny on the spot for Fort Loramie. A 22-yard bolt to the end zone. Timeout is called. 22-14. Minster leads by 8. Extra points upcoming. 6:52 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Well, Fort Loramie goes for the two-point conversion, missing its place kicker here for game one, and the Redskins run it right up the gut, and Fort Loramie stopped a half yard short. That's a big two-point try, negated. 2 points there, and it's 22-16. Instead, Minster leads by 8, 22-14. Under 7 to play, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Well, as you noted just a few minutes ago, Chuck, you dominate a game, but you make a couple of big mistakes, two enormous gaffes by Minster, and it's a one-score contest.
They've basically given them 14 points.
At Fort Loramie will kick it off from the 40. We've got a game again. Fort Loramie scored 8. Minster with 22 unanswered. At Fort Loramie with a 6 here on a 22-yard rumble to the end zone after picking up a fumble by Ray Hoing. Hoing low line drive, end-over-end kick. Return from the 14 by Minster. Tackle made by Fort Loramie at the 27. Bergman brought it back short of the 30. First down, Wildcats. First and 10 from that point on the field. Carson Kaler has been splendid throughout this game at quarterback for Minster. Fort Loramie simply has not gotten enough pressure on him, Chuck. That's all there is to it.
No, he's had plenty of time to throw the football. He's ran the ball really well. Just a couple of mistakes has kept Loramie in this football game.
Well, let's see what Five-year head coach Seth Whiting has in store for us here. Minster on offense. Back to this formation that the Wildcats ran frequently in the first quarter. Three stacked receivers, 15 yards to the right. But Minster doesn't throw it. It is a short advance. The quarterback, Kaler, kept it and rammed over the line of scrimmage by a foot or two, and that's it. Tackle by Ray Hoing. Second down, nearly 10 to go for Minster. I knew that would be a great game. Coldwater Valley View down in Germantown, 28-28 in the second half.
Boy, Valley View came back. Coldwater had a lead on them.
Did they really?
20,
okay.
I think it was 20-0, if I'm not mistaken.
All right. You're keeping track of these scores.
I keep listening to what they say.
Better than I am. Here it's 22-14. Minster facing a second and nine. Wildcats get a timeout. 8-point lead Minster halfway through the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, we're picking up some scores from Mr. Kanapke over the public address. Anna leading Spencerville comfortably.
Yeah, I think they had 55 points is what I think I heard him say.
That doesn't bode well for Fort Loramie in week two. Back at Fort Loramie High School next week when the Rockets come to town in the first ever meeting between Anna and Fort Loramie. Here is Minster, second down and nine after the timeout, running it wide into the Fort Loramie bench. Gain of three or four. It is third down and six to go for a first down for Minster.
Anna and Loramie never played football?
No, never played on the gridiron. First meeting
that surprises me.
Between the two coming up next Friday night. Then the following week, Fort Loramie renews its rivalry with Lehman and hosts Lehman. 2 weeks in a row, Anna and Lehman come to Fort Loramie. Redskins right in this game thanks to Minster mistakes. Here is Carson Kaler, takes the snap in the spread, and a whistle stops the play. Pre-snap foul of some kind. It's on Minster. Well, all of a sudden, bugaboos cropping up for the homestanding Wildcats, whose 14-point lead was shrunk to 8 after the fumble return for a touchdown by Hoing of Fort Loramie earlier in this quarter. Here is third and 10 for Minster. Kaler in the pocket. Oh, it's a beautiful route by the receiver. Yes, he's got it at the 43. That was a clutch. First down throw and catch turned in by Minster. And I'm trying to pick up the receiver. Andrew Kettner.
There you go.
Was the young man who snared at the senior. Used that 6'3" frame to slide in between two defenders in that Fort Loramie zone. And it's a first down for Minster, line of scrimmage, the 43. Final 5 minutes, third quarter, 22-14 Minster. Here is Dom Meyer getting the handoff. No, Kaler keeps it, lobs it in the flat, right to a Fort Loramie defender, intercepted at the 50. Another miscue, Wildcats. And I'm not sure who made that interception, Chuck.
That was Tanner Eilerman.
I'm looking for the number. I thought it was 81.
Yeah, it was Eilerman.
Tanner Eilerman took the wobbly throw from Carson Kaler and made the pickoff. Ball was underthrown. There was no real good chance for the receiver to become a defensive player. The ball was off the mark. Eilerman with the pick. He was wrapped up by the receiver right away, and Fort Loramie's got it at the Minster 49.
Well, Sweeterman was 20 yards behind the defense, but he couldn't see him because he had good pressure on him. That was a good job by the defense.
Correct. Yep, you're so right. Here is Heckman. They want to run the ball. And the ball carrier for Fort Laramie is toppled. It's Maxwell at the 48. He gained a foot or two, and that's it.
Well, the good news for Laramie is that they've outscored them 6-0 here in the third quarter. The bad news is they only have negative 2 yards here in the quarter.
Unbelievable. Minster's defensive line has been fantastic. Carter Corti, Jace Bishop, Dominic Meyer, Jace Hemmelgarn, Colby Niemeyer. Those three, Meyer, Hemmelgarn, Niemeyer, and linebacker, they have been flowing to play, scraping off. Here's Fort Laramie with a run to the right. A couple of Redskins, three are on the ground. Gain of maybe one. Ball carrier hit hard at the 48, and we're going to have a stoppage of the action. Fort Laramie will face a third and 8 yards to go for a first down from the Minster 47 or 48 when we return. 4:09 to go in the third. Play's been halted. 22-14 Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Laramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Well, at least two or three Fort Laramie players cramped up. That's the reason for the delay. Redskins back to the line of scrimmage on 3rd and 9 from the 48 of Minster. 3:58 to go, third quarter. Here's Tanner Heckman, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Dumps it short of the first down marker. Ball caught at the 45. Minster roughs up the receiver. Make sure he doesn't advance it. He's still a good 6 short of the first down stake. Interesting decision here for head coach Spencer Wells of Fort Laramie. 4th and 6 from the Minster 45.
I think he's going to go for it, and I don't think he have any choice. No, he's going to punt.
That late decision. On comes the punting unit as the play clock winds down to 15, 14. Hoying in punt formation at the 41. Minster has stopped itself here in the third quarter. 22-14 lead Minster. Hoying with a punt end over end. Minster comes up, catches at the 17. Well done by the Wildcats. Tyler Bergman raced up, caught the knuckleball knee high at the 17. If that ball hits and bounces, who knows where it stops. He returned it back up field a few yards. First down Minster, short of the 25. 3 minutes left here in the third quarter of this game.
And if Fort Loramie's in the lead, or I should say Minster's in the lead, by 8, 22-14. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. Styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style and you will smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. More about Cutaway in a moment. Minster to the line of scrimmage. Final 3 minutes, third quarter. Minster up by 8. With the ball short of the 25 in Minster's end. Here's a handoff way back behind the line of scrimmage by Carson Kaler, and Fort Loramie pursues well, penetrating across the line of scrimmage two or three Redskins, including on the play Easton Sharp with 76 on his back. Good pursuit on the play, but the Redskins also assisting for Fort Loramie was Eli Grudich. Liam Kester there as well. That's a big first down loss, but Minster 6 yards, a setback of 6. Second down 16, line of scrimmage, the Minster 17. We got a pre-snap penalty. Boy, this third quarter has bogged down. Delay of game, Minster. Yep, sometimes, Chuck, at quarterback, you really don't have a good sense of that play clock. The previous play ends sometimes by a few seconds sooner than you think.
Yep.
The play clock gets started, and you're off kilter by a few seconds as the signal caller.
Well, that's just one of the probably 50 things that these two sophomores have to look for.
Oh, here's Carson Kaler trying to run out of trouble. He's way back inside the 10, inside the 5. He pulls a Houdini and runs it back up over the 10 to the 12, 13-yard line. Another Redskin player down and out. Looks like a cramp once more.
That's Hoying.
Ray Hoying shaken up. A minute 47 to go here in the third. And when we return to action, it is going to be third and 22 to go for Minster, which leads by 8, 22-14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Well, Minster must get to the Wildcats 35 for a first down. Line of scrimmage way back at the 14. Kaler wants to throw. He's at the 5. He throws middle of the field. It's a deep post. No one is home. He threw it too far. Well over Schwederman at the 50. And Fort Loramie was trailing Schwederman, but Kaler unloaded a bomb. A lot of air under that one. Ball soared over the head of Schwederman. And Dominic Meyer must punt now for Minster. He's back inside the 5. Fort Loramie should get good field position. Boy, Tanner Eilerman would love to scoop one up here and bring it back 50 for a score.
And they wouldn't mind if he had that same snap he had in the first quarter right here.
Yeah, you're right, Chuck. Minster's had trouble with snaps. The long snaps have been a bit shaky. This one's on the mark. Directional punt by Dom Meyer, near side of the field. It hits right on the sideline in the area of the 37-yard line in Minster's end. And that's where the Redskins start. First down, 10 yards to go. A minute 19 left in the third quarter. Minster up by 8. Yep, as we were saying a few minutes ago, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie will make you smile. We'll give you style at Cutaway. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Additional stylists Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. It's our experience and your style. We will help you create it. walk into Cutaway Come Out Styling, Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. It is your family salon, styling for 40 years at Cutaway. Redskins send two receivers each side for Heckman. He looks right, looks left, dancing in the pocket, throws near sideline, open receiver. It would have been six, but he missed him at the 12.
Sweeterman fell down, and he had him wide open. We got another player down with a cramp.
And the receiver for Fort Loramie, I think, was Jaden Luthman, who had a shot at the football, might have pulled up a little lame with a cramp. And that's about the sixth or seventh Fort Loramie player to cramp up here in the third quarter, which still is over a minute to go. 22-14 in favor of Minster by 8. Redskins will have second and 10 upcoming from the Minster 36-yard line. Boy, this has been a strange...
Minster's had no cramps. Loramie's had 25 cramps. So in that way, Loramie's got a big lead.
Only cramps for Minster have been on the snaps from center.
Yeah, they've had a few cramps, but nothing in their legs.
A proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And that legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow. Tell you what, Chuck, the cramping suffered before Loramie will have to be addressed during the upcoming week, that's for certain.
Well, I'm taking a look at this. I've never seen this before in my 100 years that I've been watching football. They're walking him off backwards. That must be it's Doc Weichel, so you assume he knows what he's doing. But they're having him walk off the field backwards. That must help from it not cramping up to get him off the field, is my guess.
That's a good point. Very intuitive observation.
I missed that day in medical school, so I don't know.
I like the comment. Here we go, second and 10, Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, 36 of Minster. Heckman's in trouble, deep hot water. He'll lose one man, not a second. Oh, he coughed up the football. We've got a late flag, maybe a face mask. I'm not sure.
They were marking the fumble.
Okay, that could be what it was. Did Fort Loramie recover it?
Yep. 58 fell on it.
Man, oh man, was that ever a luck out. Dylan Meyer alertly jumped on the football. Minster had the entire defensive line in on the back of Heckman. 38 seconds to go, third quarter, 22-14 Minster. It has been a bizarre football game. We've had bad snaps. We've had cramps. We've had a fumble picked up for a touchdown. Minster's executed three nice drives. Here's a pass thrown far sideline on third and 20 by Fort Loramie. 7 yards short of the first down. Ball is shy of Tanner Eilerman. He dove, couldn't grab it. Another late marker down holding on Fort Loramie. And let's see what Minster elects to do.
They're going to decline it.
And decline it and force a punt. That's what I would choose. 20 ticks on the clock. Ray Hoying to punt. Here comes the punt team. Ray has gotten some good practice. He's gotten a workout punting the football tonight for Fort Loramie. Hoying's back at his 36. Bergman for Minster is at his 16. 22-14. We've had everything in a long playing third quarter and only 6 points scored. Low snap, and then Ray Hoying runs up a couple steps, boots it. Fort Loramie gets a hand on it at the 15, and that's where Minster starts first and 10. 10 seconds left here in the third quarter. Well, we've got a timeout being called as both teams head to the sideline.
Like to remind you here on scoresbroadcast.com that we're on the air thanks to Francis Schulze and Rushi. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi. Well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Last play, third quarter. Rushing the ball, Minster, Dom Meyer, 1 yard. That's it. We head to the fourth, 22-14, Minster over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Yep, fourth quarter upcoming. Fort Loramie, believe it or not, is still in this game, down by 8, 22-14. Second down, 9 yards to go for Minster. Line of scrimmage is just beyond the Wildcats 15. Scoreboard clock reads 10 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. It should show 12. Boy, this has been a third quarter, or I should say a second half that's dragged. Third quarter never ended. Finally
no,
did.
It was a long one.
Finally did.
Thanks for waking me up. I appreciate it. I got a wall here to lean against.
And Minster to the line of scrimmage, facing a second and nine. Well, Fort Loramie's had the football right around midfield the entire second half. Here's Minster throwing down an at pattern right in front of the Fort Loramie bench at the first down stake. It's caught. Play good to Schwederman. An advance of 10. First down, Minster, 25-yard line. Carson Kaler, the Minster quarterback, has had that throw available to him all night, Chuck.
Yeah, and he's thrown that one well. His out passes have been very, very well thrown.
Yep.
It's the downfield passes by both players, quarterbacks that have struggled.
Opening seconds, fourth quarter of this game, 22-14. Minster in the lead by 8. Here's Kaler in the pocket. He throws a bomb, a long one down the right side of the field, just a bit too far by a foot or two, intended for Schwederman at the 42 of Fort Loramie. One-on-one coverage by the Redskins. The ball was out in front of Schwederman just by the length of a football. Incompletion, second and 10, Minster. Line of scrimmage, 25-yard line. I'm not sure, Chuck, that Fort Loramie can allow Minster to score again. Redskins would be challenged, I think, to register a couple of TDs here in the fourth, unless Minster
gives it to him,
makes mistakes, and coughs up the football. Here's an inside handoff on the play to Dom Meyer. Meyer meets resistance right at the line of scrimmage. He is decked. Ray Hoing and Caleb Bergman stuff him. Third down, 10 yards to go. Minster at the Wildcats, 25. A big sequence of plays here. Well, Fort Loramie's got to go to school by now on that out route. Must defend it. Trips to the left for Carson Kaler. tandem receivers paired to the right. And before the snap from center, Minster may want to talk it over.
Now, Loramie called it. They only had 10 players on the field.
Timeout Redskins. 11 to go here in the fourth. 22-14 Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costumes. Costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, Chuck is keeping me straight on the timeouts. Each team has used one. Each team has two remaining. Here's Fort Loramie showing blitz. Kaler has got to throw it in a hurry. Dumps it right flat. It's on the ground, incomplete. And Minster on third and 10 must punt the football. Or did the referee give Minster a two-yard gain?
They're talking it over.
There's the incompletion mechanics. It did clearly bounce. We could see that. So it's fourth down, 10 yards to go for Minster at the Wildcats 25. Again, it's a repeated theme. Again, Fort Loramie will get the ball around midfield.
Well, maybe shorter, because I'll tell you, he has not kicked the ball real well tonight.
You're right. Dominic Meyer has had some short punts for Minster, and this one is a low-line drive kick, and that turns out fairly well for him.
That was the most effective punt that he's had.
Yep. Not artistic. Got the job done. It hit 20 yards downfield, rolled about 15 more, and Fort Loramie starts first and 10 at its own 41, down by 8, 22-14. This has been a crazy opening game. Minster has given Fort Loramie its points with a couple of miscues, a bad snap in punt formation, led to a quick first play touchdown by Fort Loramie on offense. And then Fort Loramie's defense did a good job, and Carson Kaler wrapped him up behind the line of scrimmage, stripped the football, enabling Ray Hoing to pick it up and run it in. That's how Fort Loramie has scored twice. Right here is Tanner Heckman way back behind the line. He's going nowhere. He's trying to squirm out of trouble, and he's sacked at the 34. So for Fort Loramie, it's line to gain over at the Minster 49.
That's second. Took them back to 14 rushes for 0 yards now.
The net rushing the ball for Fort Loramie right at a goose egg for the night. Second down and 18 or 19 to go for a first down. Redskins lost nearly 10 on that play. Receiver left, receiver right. Here's Heckman, bumps into the fullback and then screens it, and it's a one-handed catch by Fort Loramie. Nicely done at the 35. Run after catch to the 40, but it's going to be third down and 11 for the Redskins.
That was Maxwell. That was a heck of a catch.
Yep. Christian Maxwell was belted hard. He did pop up. He's back in the huddle. Redskins will have to throw it again. Line to gain, the 49 of Minster. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 40. 9:16 to go in the fourth quarter. 22-14. Minster leads Fort Loramie. Redskins, two receivers left, two to the right. Snap back to Tanner Heckman. He's got time. It's a crossing route. The receiver can't clutch it at the 46. Yep, Zach Dews was the man available. Redskins just did not convert. And again, Ray Hoing punts the football.
He's getting his money's worth. They're going to have to ice his leg tonight, not from playing linebacker, but from punting the ball.
At Ray Hoing with punt number 10. That's got to be in the neighborhood. Snap to Hoying. It's high. Catches at the 26. Boots it. Fair catch, Tyler Bergman. Oh, he's smacked to the ground at the 25. There is a marker down. Fort Loramie will no doubt be penalized.
That was his own player. His own player ran into him.
Oh. And
now, unless they're saying the Loramie kid pushed him into him, but the one who made contact was a Minster kid.
I think you're correct. The referees have got something to talk about, and they quickly rule in Minster's favor.
Why is somebody standing on the sideline over here making a call when he got two officials looking right at the play?
Well, I would agree. The flag was a good 30, 35 yards cross field from where the infraction occurred, or the alleged infraction occurred, and the referees are going to mark the football back around the 26 and then step off the penalty.
No, they waved it off.
They waved it off, and that was a good decision.
Well, it was, because this guy shouldn't have made the call because he was wrong.
Yep. That was good interaction by the referees. Wise choice was made.
Yeah, it's pressure because you're standing on the Minster sideline. You see your receiver get knocked to the ground. You're going to probably throw your flag.
Right. Here is Minster's Kaler. Play action. He's got Schwederman. Middle of the field. He turns. Makes a basket catch at the Fort Loramie 45. He's dragged down at the 38. One-on-one coverage. Ball may be a shade underthrown, and that enables Schwederman to shorten off his route a little bit and beat the Fort Loramie defender to the football.
Yeah, Schwederman had a chance to look back and find the ball. The defender never found the football.
Right. 8:36 to go in the fourth. It is 22-14, Fort Loramie. Minster to the line of scrimmage. 36-yard line of Fort Loramie. Carson Kaler has used his receivers beautifully. Bergman, Kettner, Schwederman, all night long he has targeted them and has been very efficient. Here is Minster to the line of scrimmage. Final 8 minutes of this game. Minster up 8. Line to gain, the 27. Play clock down to 10. Man in motion. Spread formation, shotgun, snap to Carson Kaler. Hands off on the play to Dom Meyer. He tries to skirt right in, nothing doing. Fort Loramie's defense stands him up. Out there on the edge, Sebastian Barhorst, Zach Siegel. Provide a little congestion over there. No chance for Dominic Meyer for Minster to gain a thing. Second down and 10, clock running, 7:20. To go in the fourth. Each team with two timeouts left. Minster 22, Fort Loramie 14. Here comes Minster to the line of scrimmage. Carson Kaler features a man in the slot. Two receivers left. Backfield's empty. Kaler out of the pocket. Being pursued. Redskins miss him at the 45. Kaler's off and running. Look at him go. And he nearly picked up the first. Running down the numbers on the near side. Carson Kaler. Hot-footed pass. Two or three Fort Loramie tacklers. Kaler nearly sacked back at the 47 or 8. Made a great gain, and he did pick up the first. It was given to him. Officials looked it over, spotted the ball, said first down. Line of scrimmage, 26-yard line of Fort Loramie. 6.5 to go in the fourth. Minster would like to make it really difficult on Fort Loramie with the score here. Minster takes a timeout. They'll have one left. Wildcats one remaining. Talking things over to make sure. Up by 8. 6:27 left. Minster in the lead over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's Dodge's Jeeps and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
Here comes Minster. 26-yard line of Fort Loramie. First down, 10 yards to go. 1, 2, 3 receivers to the right. And we got a pre-snap penalty. We've got a bunch of those. A lot of pre-snap fouls. It's on Fort Loramie. It'll cost the visiting team 5. Ball marked for play outside the 20. 6:26 to go in the fourth quarter. 22-14 Minster.
Well, we talked about all the inexperience on both teams as far as starting and for Loramie even playing varsity football. And it's looked like it tonight. Both teams are going to have a lot of things that they can look at the film and go, hey, we got a lot we can do with this.
What, growing pains?
Absolutely.
Yep. First and 5, Minster, 21-yard line. It is Carson Kaler. Hands it off on the play to Dom Meyer. And he pushes and squirms to about the 18. A couple yards short of the first down. Well, thank you, Jeff Bray, down in Myrtle Beach. How in the world he knows all about West Central Ohio football on this Friday night. I guess the wave of the internet is on the Myrtle Beach.
Yes.
Get that? The wave.
The wave.
And a 55, Spencerville nothing, says Jeff. Bell Fountain 42, Sydney 21, end of 3. And a Spencerville a final. Running clock late in that game for sure. Maybe even early in the third quarter. Well, Minster has just pounded off right tackle for a first down to the Fort Loramie 14. 5.5 to go in the fourth. Minster up 8. And another touchdown by Minster would really put a hurting on Fort Loramie, which has had a difficult time moving the football here tonight. Good offensive output for Sydney tonight, 21, but the Yellow Jackets under first-year head coach Kyle Coleman are giving up 42 at the end of 3. Here is a running play stuffed at the line of scrimmage. No gain for Minster. Second down and 10 at the Fort Loramie 15-yard line. Under 5 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie's got 2 timeouts left. And sooner or later, the Redskins will have to use them. 2 extremely young football teams. Very few varsity reps for the personnel at Minster and Fort Loramie. Extremely youthful, inexperienced clubs, although Minster did start 7 seniors on both sides of the ball here in this game tonight. Carson Kaler, sophomore quarterback, back at the 28, throws it away at the 3-yard line. He was being pressured. He made a smart move. He aired that one out of bounds inside the 5, and it is 3rd and 11 for Minster. I wonder if Beckham Steffi could kick a 30-yard field goal. He won't here. It's 3rd down, but he might on 4th. That would give Minster a 2-score lead.
Yep.
Well, we will find out after this play. 3 receivers to the right. 3rd and 11, Minster. Deep drop by Kaler. Oh, it's a screen left flat. Fort Loramie reads it. Catch made. Tackle right now by Fort Loramie at the 20-yard line.
That was Grudich, and that was a heck of a play.
Eli Grudich nailed the receiver. 22-yard line. That's probably out of the range of Steffi now. It would be a field goal of 40 yards if Minster were to convert it. And lo and behold, I was reading the mind of head coach Seth Whiting. Unfortunately, Minster lost several yards on the previous play. It's now a 40-yard field goal by the left-footed booter, Beckham Steffi. And he sails it toward the uprights, and it travels about 39.
Right on line.
On line, just short of the crossbar. It landed 9 yards deep in the end zone, and Fort Loramie gets the football. 3:31 to go. Redskins need a big turn of events.
it goes down as a touchback in the game of high school football. Touchback, missed field goal, Redskins possession at the 20.
Yep. Let me take a look at a couple of stats here, Jack. 20-2 first downs Minster has the lead in that. How are they only ahead by 8 points?
At two mistakes. Huge mistakes leading directly to 14 points. First and 10, Fort Loramie, 3.5 to go. Bubble screen to the left, and it's good for 4 to the 24-yard line. Ball caught in the flat by Luthman. 3:18, 3:17, clock running. Again, the Redskins at 2 timeouts remaining. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Here is the quarterback, Heckman. Ooh, a looking pass out to the right behind the receiver, nearly picked, and it would have been 6. That would have been a touchdown going the other way.
Yeah, Tyler Bergman was standing there, and he didn't expect it.
Yep, Heckman missed his man, threw behind him. 3rd and 6, Fort Loramie. 4-down territory now. 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Redskins still, I repeat, have 2 timeouts remaining. Fort Loramie hopeful of being in position to use them. Here's Heckman, deep drop, 14-yard line, out pattern, near side of the field, jumping,
catch.
Leaping, Eilerman, a tremendous catch at the 43-yard line.
Wow.
Woo-wee. Eilerman got sandwiched by 2 defenders, went up in between them, and hauled it in. That was spectacular. What a play by Eilerman. Redskins out of a hole, up to the 43 now, with 2:44 to go in the fourth. That was a long, high fly ball thrown by Heckman, and Eilerman ran under it. Here's a middle screen, and it's good for about 5 yards, maybe 6, to the 50. 2nd down, 4 yards to go, Fort Loramie. Keep an eye on the clock. 2:23 to go. Minster up 8. 22-14 Wildcats. 3 receivers. Far left for the quarterback, Heckman, sprinting that way, running with the football. Now throws, fires back against the grain. Yes, it's caught at the 40. Luthman came back toward the quarterback, broke off his route. Good ad libbing by the QB and the receiver. 1st down, Fort Loramie, 40-yard line of Minster. 2 minutes to go. Heckman, deep drop to the 50. Looking, throws near sideline at the numbers. Eilerman on the ground. Good on the reception. He picks up a dozen. 1st down at the 29 of Minster.
That is a sophomore to freshman combination we're going to watch for quite a few years.
Yeah, boy. Well, Minster not getting any pressure on the quarterback of Fort Loramie. Redskins have it 1st and 10. Here comes the rush. Just as I called it, Heckman is sacked at the 36.
Yeah,
and here's a late marker.
Late hit.
The hit by Minster might have been a bit tardy.
That's a good call.
It was a late hit. It was not necessary. I don't think the officials are going to pick it up. Fort Loramie motioning. It is on Minster. And it was a tardy tackle on the quarterback. He was already down. No need for it.
This will take it down to the 21.
And it's major. Personal foul, 15 big ones. And Fort Loramie will set up shop at the Minster 21. 1:32 to go in the game. 92 seconds remain. 1st and 10, Fort Loramie at the 21 of Minster. Well, Heckman and Eilerman had a pretty good preseason in the three-way and in the head-on-head scrimmage with St. Mary's. That combo proved its worth, and it's done so here again tonight. Minster has used a timeout, right, Chuck?
No, Loramie just called.
It was Loramie?
No, wait a second. They did call. Wait. They pointed this way.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, each team has 1 timeout now.
Okay. It was used by Minster. Each team with a timeout remaining. When we resume action, Redskins will have the football with 1:32 to go in the fourth.
It'll be on the Minster 21-yard line. Nice drive here by Fort Loramie. Minster had a great two-minute drill into the first half. Redskins putting one together here at the end of this game. 8-point game. Fort Loramie would need the touchdown and the two-point conversion to force OT. Yep, the Redskins come up to the line of scrimmage. Four down linemen, Minster. Heckman elects to run the ball. No, he hands off to an offensive tailback who throws incomplete inside the five.
Now, that was Tanner Eilerman that threw that pass.
Yep, sleight of hand in the offensive backfield. I wasn't sure who had the football.
Should have been picked off.
It could very well have been intercepted by Minster. Two men in the offensive backfield for Fort Loramie hit shoulders. They collided. Handoff was made. Eilerman wound up throwing. Incomplete. Minster busted it up. Could have picked it off. Second down and 10, Fort Loramie. 21-yard line of Minster. Heckman in the pocket. Here comes the rush. Looked like a hold on Fort Loramie. A down and out pass by the Redskins is complete. It's down inside the 10 at about the 7, and there is the holding penalty. It was a delayed call, the right one. It's against Fort Loramie, and it wipes out about a 15-yard pass play.
That would have taken it down to the first down.
Yep, sure would have. Would have been goal to go. And now a Minster player is cramping up, Chuck.
No, that's still a Loramie player.
It is another Redskin?
Yep.
Well, situation, 1:17 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie trailing Minster 22-14. Penalty will be stepped off here against the Redskins. Fort Loramie will have second down and big-time yardage upcoming. When play resumes, we'll take a short break and return on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Chuck, there have been 20 penalties in this game, 20, and that one against Fort Loramie really hurts. Second down and 20. Heckman way back at the 40, throws. He's got a receiver, and Minster leaps in front and intercepts in the end zone. Well, it was one of those pop fly forward passes, and Minster played center field beautifully.
Yep. Well, I mean, it was a heck of an effort. That was the best offensive drive Loramie's had the whole game, and they took it down and had to be picked off in the end zone, or they would have had a shot at tying it up.
It looked for an instant like it might have a chance to be caught. It really did. But center field was played by Minster. Who made that interception? That was a game saver.
I think it was Kettner.
Who'd you think it was, Chuck?
I thought it was Kettner. But it's dark, a little dark in the end zone.
Yeah, a little shadowy, far side of the field in the end zone. What a pick by Andrew Kettner. That's who we will give credit to. Fine interception by Kettner. It looked for an instant like Fort Loramie had a receiver curling inside the pylon a step or two in the end zone available. But Kettner leaped in front. Great play from his free safety spot. And Minster is going to run out the clock, having forced Fort Loramie to use its last timeout. And it's academic, a kneel down by Minster. And that will do it. The Wildcats turn back the Redskins, who made a gallant effort at the end. Minster hangs on to win by 8, 22-14 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Volley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Yep, what a game here tonight at Minster. Season opener here on Scores Broadcast. Obviously game one for both Minster and Fort Loramie. And it turned into a dandy, a long night. And we saw a little bit of everything. Players cramped up, numerous penalties. Game one mistakes, as you would expect from two very youthful football teams. Carson Kaler and his three wideouts put on a show for Minster. Fort Loramie able to capitalize on a couple of big Minster mistakes, registered a couple touchdowns to stay in touch with Minster. 22-14 entering the fourth quarter, and lo and behold, Chuck, Fort Loramie essentially had the ball last with the opportunity to score. The Tanners were outstanding. Tanner Hepman, yep. Tanner Eilerman looked for a fleeting second, like that 20-some yard pass into the end zone. Might get caught by Fort Loramie, but credit the senior for Minster, Andrew Kettner, the safety, came out of nowhere
And he performed that position beautifully on that play. One heck of a pick, and that saved the day for Minster, which survives over Fort Loramie by 8, 22-14.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good football game. It looked like the first game of the season. Each team made some mistakes. Both of them have a lot really offensively to work on because neither team really sustained a lot offensively tonight. Each team made some mistakes, but, you know, in the end, Loramie has to be happy. 22-14. They got 272 total yards for Minster, 142 for Loramie, and that 142, 60 of it came on that last drive.
Minster put together a great two-minute drill end of the first half. Fort Loramie tried to duplicate that here at the end of the game. Fell just short. I think both teams will continue to get better. There will be improvement. Two extremely inexperienced teams for the majority of these rosters. The first varsity football reps came here tonight in this game. 22-14, Minster over Fort Loramie. Minster Wildcats win it by 8, Fort Loramie. Back in action next week in a game we cover on scoresbroadcast.com. First ever meeting between Fort Loramie and Anna. I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free. O'Reilly always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main. That's O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, accepting jobs. Apps at 560 East Main, or you can go online and contact O'Reilly, OREILLYMTS.com, O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck, entering the game tonight, what we saw, I think, a few hours later is probably what we expected to see, rough around the edges.
Yep.
Both teams going through a lot of growing pains. 30-some seniors graduated off these two rosters 1 year ago. Battle of a couple of sophomore quarterbacks, Kaler and Heckman. And in the end, Minster wins it. Minster played the better football game and did deserve to win it, that's for sure.
They did. Yep. Turned the ball over too much. But, yeah, I'll tell you what, Carson Kaler's going to have a career here at Minster.
Yeah, and we heard Mike Wiss here at halftime talk about Carson Kaler on the baseball diamond this next spring.
Nice.
Okay. First baseman or center fielder. He's a lefty, and he can play both.
Wow, well, there you go. I like lefties.
Stars of this game brought to you by Clancy's. Who do you think, Chuck?
Well, I'm going to go with Ray Hoying for the Redskins.
Good pick.
And then on the other side, I'm going to go with Carson Kaler and Noah Sweeterman. Could have thrown Kettner in there, too, but they don't get anything for it. So
like the Ray Hoying pick.
Yep. Picked up the fumble, scored the touchdown.
And he punted an infinite number of times pretty well.
And did a real nice job at linebacker.
Sure.
They didn't rush the ball incredibly well. They had 41 rushes for 96 yards.
And many of those rushes were stuffed by Ray Hoying.
Yes, they were.
With help from other inside linebackers and defensive linemen. Clancy's brings you this segment of our broadcast. Clancy's in Sydney on Walpock Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's.
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GeyersInc.com.
And welcome back here to Minster Memorial Stadium, the beautifully refurbished south section of stands and press box here at Minster, where tonight the Wildcats have beaten the Redskins 22-14, the final. Minster victorious, playing Columbus Afrocentric here next week.
Wow.
We covered the game last year over in Columbus. Minster was a powerhouse last season and thumped Afrocentric on the road. Fort Loramie next week is home to Anna. First ever meeting between the two Shelby County football programs. Anna at Fort Loramie. Anna victorious tonight over Spencerville in a continuous clock game, 55-0. Anna Fort Loramie kickoff 7 o'clock next week. Airtime at 6:25. Chuck enjoyed it. Weather cooperated. I love this beautiful air-conditioned Minster press box.
It is
you can't
nice.
Beat it.
Nope.
It's like being on a university campus almost.
And it'll be heated when we get a late playoff game here, too. That'll be nice.
There you go. Jack Kramer saying so long from here at Minster for all of our online listeners and for Chuck McBee. Good night from here at Minster, where tonight the Minster Wildcats have downed the Fort Loramie Redskins in the season opener for both teams, 22-14 Wildcats.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much.
scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.